It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome to Sioux Falls, South Dakota and the Sanford Pentagon. It's the site for the NCAA Division II Central Region. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcats come in 23-6. And they're the number four seed in this regional. They'll face the Minnesota State Mankato Mavericks who come in at 24-7. They're the number five seed. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, when you look at this Minnesota State Mankato team, a lot of people feel they ought to be a little bit higher than their number five seed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And one of the reasons maybe they're not is because they do play in a very tough conference. Four NSIC teams in this tournament this weekend, which just goes to show the strength of that conference. And so Minnesota State Mankato obviously having to play through that kind of a schedule, a few more losses. And I think another thing too that maybe played into where they were seated is they usually try not to get conference on conference matchups, and when you've got four teams from one conference and only four games in the first round, you're going to see maybe somebody get a little bit lower seed. So that could have played a factor in it as well.
This is an off-campus site, the Sanford Pentagon. And Matt Gorder, this is just a heck of a facility.
Yeah, it really is. One of the things that we've kind of heard people say that are in here for the first time, and I kind of thought the same thing, is it gives you a little bit of a feel of the movie Hoosiers and their home court, but yet it's a brand new facility in just its second year. Great place for basketball. They've played some Division I games up here. They've had some Division II showcase events here, so there's been a lot of college basketball played here. Plus, there's an NBA Development League team that is based out of this facility as well. So this place has seen a lot of basketball in just a couple of years.
And they also have some youth basketball courts just down the hall from where this main auditorium is. And Bobby Bearcat was a big hit there. There was one of the youth basketball teams, I think a fourth grade team, that had a team picture taken with Bobby Bearcat just a few moments ago.
That's awesome. Yeah, he's been walking around, and there's a bunch of kids around. It's kind of been a little bit of a pain with both tournaments here. But this tournament, you can't really plan ahead for. You don't know really until about the weekend before it happens. So that youth league tournament was planned well in advance, and there's a lot of people playing a lot of basketball here this weekend.
And Northwest and Minnesota State Mankato going through their pregame warmups. We'll be back and have more for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Marten, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Open 24 hours, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. And from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or 816-806-7777. And from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest and Minnesota State Mankato going through their pregame warm-ups. Matt, these two teams very familiar with each other. They played in the semifinals of the Division II Central Region last year in Mankato. And then they also scrimmaged before the season started, met halfway and had a scrimmage in Iowa before this season got started.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, they have played each other, especially for being in different conferences. They're more familiar than maybe they would be with any other opponent. So, you know, there's a few guys from last year's team that we recognize from Minnesota State Mankato. Real strong at the point guard spot this year. I think not quite as strong as they were inside last year in Northwest. Maybe the same, but I think they're pretty equal. These two teams are pretty evenly matched, which I guess you would expect in a 4-5 matchup in a tournament.
Northwest and Minnesota State going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from the city of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at Belden, Frederick, and St. Joseph, East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in the opening round game of the Central Region as Northwest Missouri State getting set to face Minnesota State Mankato. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, been up here since Thursday. Just kind of take us through some of the things the team's been involved with here the last couple of days.
Well, yeah, we've just had practice, shopped at the mall. That's about it. And just game planning for Mankato and obviously everything that they do, and then obviously working on ourselves. So, it's been a fun couple days and a fun trip, and hopefully we can extend it a little bit.
What a heck of a facility they've got this tournament in.
Yeah, this is as nice as it gets. I mean, it's the perfect size, not too big, not too small, and kind of got that old school feel and good colors, and we're excited to be able to play in it.
And then just talk about Northwest as you come into today's game. Just overall, how do you feel the team's been playing here?
Playing good. We played good against Pitt State, played good against Washburn, and just got to hit shots, and that's the same for tonight. Got to hit shots. You know, if we don't hit shots, it's going to be a long night. If we hit shots, then, you know, hey, we can put ourselves in the game.
Let's talk a little bit about Minnesota State Mankato. You played them last year in the semifinals of the Central Region over in Mankato, but talk about this year's team that the Mavericks bring in and some of the things that you want to watch for out of them.
It's essentially the same team. I mean, they just brought in different shooters, and they shoot a little bit better. They go a little smaller inside when they go to the bench, and don't rebound quite as well, but still will crash the offensive glass. Defensively, you know, it's kind of the pack line. They'll just pack it in on you and force you to shoot outside shots. So it's pretty much the same team. Just, they lost a few more games, but, you know, those games were lost by 2-3 points. And so it's going to be a close one regardless, we need to be ready for 40 minutes.
I know, talking with you earlier this week, you felt that even though they come in as a number 5 seed, they may be as good as anybody in this tournament.
Well, I think they are. I think they're as talented as anybody in the tournament. Obviously they've been in big ball games and understand what it takes to win. We're just going to have to be ready. I mean, we have to be ready to defend them. We have to be ready to get deflections, be active, and play for 40 minutes.
What does it mean to get your team back to the Central Region this year?
Oh, it's great. You know, I think you can extend your season. You know, you have a chance to win your last game, and that's what you always hope for. Obviously, the regular season championships for me is very exciting. It kind of shows the depth of a team and the mental fortitude of a team. This would just be kind of icing. Again, just need to be ready.
You got a lot of players that got some meaningful minutes in last year's Central Region.
Oh, yeah. Kids will be ready. Our kids, you know, they don't play with a lot of it. I mean, they don't get too high, too low. And in these environments where it's a high situation, they're going to maintain their calm they'll be ready.
Hey, let's just talk again about some of the main keys for today's game.
Rebound, sprint back on defense, and then obviously be able to knock down shots and get the shots that we want. I think we'll be able to do that. It's just a matter of, if we can do it well enough.
All right, well, Ben, thanks a lot.
Thank you, John.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More information is available at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services is online at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Jocksnet Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jocksnet offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at jocksnitch.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show.
Pregame Show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and the Sanford Pentagon, Northwest Missouri State and Minnesota State Mankato on an opening round game of the Central Region Tournament. And for Northwest, the same lineup they've gone with throughout the season, with exception of four games that Justin Fitz was out with that ankle sprain. Fitz will be starting at one of the point guard spots along with Matt Wallace. Also a front line of Connor Kirker and Zach Snyder, and inside is Grant Kozen. And for this Minnesota State Mankato team, a lineup that they've gone with throughout much of this season as well. They'll be starting Mike Busack at a forward position. Also at a guard is TJ Lake, Connor Miller at a forward. Zach Monahan, a 6'2 senior, a lot out of. He's averaging 15 points and 3 rebounds a game. And also inside is Asim Marai, a 6'9 senior out of Cairo, Egypt. That's the way the lineups look for these two teams. We'll be back, get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Also from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville, KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers a daily buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest units and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and the Sanford Pentagon. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer tonight is Kayla Morgan, and we're just a few moments away from tip-off time in this opening round game of the Central Region and Division II's National Tournament. Bearcats at 23-6, Minnesota State Mankato at 24-7. The Mavericks finished second in the Northern Sun Southern Division behind Augustana, the host school for this regional. Bearcats won the MIAA regular season title, made it to the semifinals of the conference postseason tournament a week ago at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City before losing to the eventual tournament champion in Pittsburgh State. Pittsburgh State earlier today ended up losing in their matchup with Minnesota State Moorhead 80-68. Central Missouri winner this afternoon 82-72 over Northern State in a game that just finished up before this one. It was the host school Augustana with the win over Arkansas Tech 104-77. So the winner of this game faces Augustana tomorrow evening at 7:30.
That's an Augustana team that has some offensive firepower. They've got a couple of holes on defense, but they certainly can score the basketball.
We are ready to go. The official John Hendricks out of the MIAA along with Ken B. Burnett and Kiswick Joyner. The tip is controlled by Northwest as they'll go from our left to our right here at the Pentagon. Cats in their white home uniforms with the green numerals and trim. On the left side is Snyder. Now top of key pits takes the jumper and it is good. A three-pointer out front. And the Bearcats get out to a 3-0 lead over Minnesota State Mankato. Mankato and gray traveling uniforms with a purple trim down the side and the gold numerals. Off of the right side, Marai, a 6'9 player off the wing. Now dribbles low post right side going up to Kozak. Picks it back right side. Now back inside, Marai spins underneath the bucket and he'll get called for a travel trying to make a spin move past Kozak. A good job by Grant forcing Marai underneath the bucket. Northwest Missouri State in front 3-0. Good crowd on hand. Both Northwest and Mankato traveling well for this one. And then a lot of the Augustana fans sticking around to watch this matchup. Down the lane goes pitch. This is right side as Kozak crashes the board, blocked away inside, and is picked up by Minnesota State Moorhead as Miller knocks it away. Off the right side, Monahan tries to go low, left side does. Nice feed in the lane from Mariah. He tips it up and in. And it's a 3-2 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Mankato. Into the front court, left side goes Pitts as the Cats go from there. Left yard right in this first half. Crooker on the right wing, takes it to the free throw line. Back left side, Pitts drives to the left baseline. All the way to the bucket, lays it up and in. So it's Justin Pitts 5 and Minnesota State Mankato 2. Maverick to another half court offense. Miller into the front court. They go left side for TJ Lake. Lake out to the top of the key and gets it to Busek. Now it's off of the key, Miller. Looks left side, finds Lake. Lots of low left side, Marai. The big right hand kicks it back right side for Monahan, kicks the three and knocks it down. Zach Monahan with his 60th three-pointer of the season and ties the game up at 5.
Monahan, one of those you'll remember from last year, a very, very good guard play for Minnesota State.
Fits into the front court, goes cross court right side, finds Crooker to the free throw line, pulls up, looks left side, and Wallace on the wing. Wallace with the dribble to the top of the key. Bounce pass high post left available for Kozad. Back to Wallace. Now front right. A long three by Pitts on the way. Takes a high bounce off the back of the rim. Snyder crashed the ball. The board hard, but tips away, but it's picked up by Miller. Here comes Minnesota State on the fast break. And a charge coming up on Monahan as he tried to take it in the lane.
Yeah, dipped his shoulder and knocked Matt Wallace to the floor, trying to get into the paint for a kick out.
We've had a few times with Matt, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, you just got to stand your ground and be in good position. And when you're the conference player of the year, on a defensive player of the year, you're always in good position.
All right, the 6'9 player for Minnesota State Mankato to the sideline is Zach Romashko into the ballgame. He's a 6'8 senior at Blaine, Minnesota. A lot of size inside for Minnesota State. Now from right side, Crooker to the right wing. Wallace goes high right for Kozak. Trying to post up now, turns, takes the jumper from 17, knocks it down. Man off that right side near the right wing gives Northwest a 2-point lead, 7-5 with 17:34 left in the first half. Miller to take it across midcourt. What's off the right wing? Monahan now front for Miller. Takes the free throw line, strip loose by Wallace, but a whistle on a foul as Wallace came over on the outside. Crooker is there on the defense as well, and a whistle on a foul coming up. And this will go on Connor Crooker. That'll be his first. Mavericks will inbound right in front of the Northwest bench on the far side. And the inbound goes right side for Connor Miller. Miller is 6'4", can handle it out on the point, dribbles right side, goes into the right corner for TJ Lake. Now takes a jump for 13 off the right side, won't go, rebound in the lane, pulled down by Northwest, and Zach Snyder gives it up to Pitts, and he'll take it in the front court left side, now to the top of the key. Right side, Wallace, out front, Pitts, thought about the three, now penetrates the lane to the bucket, tries to go low left side, and he comes down with the ball, gets called for the travel, and the turnover gives it to the Mavericks.
Good help side defense there by Minnesota State. They had to match up with Pitts on the 6'8 guy out top, and Pitts tried to drive, but good rotation down low forced the turnover.
Miller, a 6'4 senior out of Stanley, Wisconsin, will take her across midcourt left side and dribble right in front of us on the left on Kirker. Pulls up on the wing, now takes the top of key. Cross court right side, Lake. One dribble, Miller, out near midcourt left side. Drives on Snyder, takes it to the top of the key. Now checked off by Kozad. He dribbles to the left corner. Bounce pass high left side for Romashko. Now up front. Now Romashko goes on the left wing. Hands off left side for Miller. Now they go back to Romashko. Left corner. He'll take the three. It's a high bounce off the back of the rim and the rebound Wallace for Northwest. Now Wallace will take across midcourt left side as he does. He looks back at his head coach Ben McCollum and calls out the play. Dribble to the left wing as both teams are man-to-man. Wallace to the top, goes offside for Crooker. Low left side, goes ahead. And double team spins offside, misses the shot, and the rebound inside, put away by the 6'8 Romashko. Now it to Lake into the front court left. Dribbles between the circles, and they do have a ball screen out front, and the ball nearly tipped away as Kozak came out on the trap. They go right side for Miller. Miller to the top of the key, down the lane, back left corner. There's Romashko again with another three attempt, this time nothing but net from the left side. Despite being 6'8", he can step out on the perimeter and knock down threes. That's his 50th of the season, and it's an 8-7 game. Northwest Missouri State down by one.
In the NSIC, you've got more big men that can step out and hit the three than you do in the MIAA.
Kirker at the elbow on the left side, lobs it right side for Pitts. Guarded by Lake. Spins to the free throw line, spins into lane. A little off-balance push shot off the glass, rims around it. Out of the rebound, loose on the floor, is knocked away off of Romashko, but picked up by Mankato. Across the timeline, Monahan. Now front is trapped with Cozad and Wallace. Dribble to the left wing. Now goes cross court right side. Into the right corner of the pass. Driving to the baseline, Miller. Goes left corner for Lake. They bring it out front left side. Monahan at three on the way. Rims around out. Rebound tipped as Crooker tried to crash the board. A foul from behind. And this one should go on Minnesota State Mankato. And this one. Instead, we're going Grant Cozad. They're going to call Cozad for that foul instead, trying to go for the rebound as well. So Grant gets called for his first foul. We've got a break in the action. 15:06 left in this first half. It's Minnesota State Mankato 8, Northwest Missouri State 7. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back in Sioux Falls, Northwest down by one to Minnesota State Mankato, 8-7 with 15:06 left in the Central Region opening round game of the Division II tournament. It's lost 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Mankato inbound, as inbound comes out left side to Miller. Back left on the wing, they go and they find Romasco. Now they kick it back out front. Miller, three, rims around and out, fight for the rebounds. They crash the boards inside this time. It will go against Minnesota State Mankato. And into the ballgame, Grant Pope, who just entered, a 6-foot sophomore at Waterville, Minnesota, will pick up the foul. That's his first. Both teams with two team fouls in this first half. Northwest with a chance to take the lead this trip down as they trail 8-7, just under 15 minutes left in the first half. Into the front court, off the left side goes Justin Phipps. He is picked up by Monahan. Let's go left side, passes tip away, and controlled by Monahan. Monahan to the bucket on the right side, they shoot up and in a foul. Justin Phipps will get caught for the foul. He had the turnover at the other end, and then coming down trying to stop the layup by Monahan. Commits the foul. Monahan hits the layup. We're going to go to the free throw line with a chance at a three-point trip down the floor.
Bearcats right now have not scored in the last 3 minutes of this game. Now, obviously, it's not a huge deal, but you don't want to go long stretches without scoring the ball. Northwest can get away with it maybe a little better than some other teams because they do play well defensively, but you want to get in a rhythm offensively in the first half.
Monahan, an 82% shooter at the free throw line, hits the free throw, and it's now an 11-7 game. Northwest trails, 14:42 left in the first half. Pitts to the left wing, crossover dribble to the top of the key. Pulls up at the free throw line, right side pass for Tricker. He'll go to the right wing, Wallace. Out between the circle, Snyder, left side for Pitts. Pitts to the free throw line. Now they work a weave to Wallace. Pulls up free throw line, left back, right side. Pitts on the wing of three. Rims around and out. Rebound inside. Pulled down by Miller for Mankato. Cross midcourt, left side. He'll take it. Those purple shoes and black socks will be picked up by Connor Kirker. Out to the top of the key. Romasco, a three from there. Knocks it down. Hit one from the left corner. Now it goes out to the top and knocks down a three. And it's now a 14-7 lead for Minnesota State Mankato. And Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum wants a timeout.
Yeah, they are shooting the basketball very well. Minnesota State, that is. They're 5 of 9 overall. Three of those makes are from three-point range. They're 3 of 5 from the outside. The Bearcats have only hit 3 field goals so far. Now, one of those is a three. But talked about getting in a rhythm in the first half. And Minnesota State Mankato feeling that. As the Bearcats scoring drought goes over 3.5 minutes now, they're just one of their last 5 field goal attempts.
14-7, Minnesota State Mankato in front of Northwest. These teams met in the semifinals of last year's Central Region that Mankato hosted, and it was Northwest coming away with a win in that one, 71-66. Cats from our left to our right. Fitz will take it down the right sideline into the front court on this parquet floor. It's a dark wood parquet floor on the right side. Porco's head now up front for a crooker. Down the lane he goes. He's hit and knocks it down. Windmills it up high off the glass and drops it in. He was pounded as he went up with a shot. They'll count the bucket. They'll go to the free throw line with a chance at a three-point chip down the floor.
Big key there is just body control to be able to get the ball up in a position where it has an opportunity to go down. It's the only goal on a play like that, and that upper body control in the left hand for Connor Crooker worked.
Samurai picks up the fouls. He's just back into the ballgame. And a free throw by Crooker rims around and out. And the rebound goes to Minnesota State Mankato off the left side for Pope. Goes cross court right side. And they get it to Romasco out to the top. Now Miller to the right wing. Monahan out between the circles. Tries the lane right side, hooks the pass low left side for Marais. Saves it on inbounds off the baseline right side and gets it to Monahan, who's double teamed. Goes into left corner for Pope. Tries pass Fitz. Pass in the lane low, but picked up by Marais. Marais drives as he does. Whistle. Got a bump inside. I think Kozat will get called for the foul. Let's see. Boy Grant will pick up his second foul.
I'll tell you one thing that you see out of Mariah is he likes to do a lot of things one-handed. He's always palming the ball. He tries to catch the ball one-handed. That forced him to miss it. What would have been a pass that he should have caught just a few minutes ago, but Northwest maybe can take advantage of that if they can get the ball tipped away from him on the help side defense.
Mankato with the inbound. Left side, Miller. Northwest down by 14-9 score. One hand pumps it out front. Now goes with the dribble. Checked off and guarded by Schneider. Pulls up, out front, takes the long three, knocks it down. Monahan with his third three of the game. And now a 17-9 contest. Minnesota State Mankato in front of Northwest. On the left side, Snyder takes the top of the key. Looks right side for Connor Crooker. Crooker drives to the free throw line, goes with a left-hander push shot, hits the back of the rim and rolls in. Nice touch by Connor. And now 17-11 contest. Northwest trailing with 12:41 left in at the first half. Miller into the front court right side in front of the scores table for Mankato. Dribbles offside. Alva weave to Monahan out front. Goes right side as he gets a screen that time by Romasco. Takes it through the lane. Jumps top now for the shot as he drives on Doherty. Lays it up and in. Monahan very tough to defend as he's had a very strong first half. Now front is Pitts. Looks right side for Connor Crooker. Drives and spins into the lane. A little left-hander shot as he takes a move into the lane. Misses. Fight for the rebound on the floor underneath the bucket. Controlled by Pope for Mankato. Monahan out to the top of the key. Takes the jumper and rims around and out. And they fight for the rebound. And a whistle as they come down with the board. A whistle here. And they're going to call a foul.
Pitt slapped at the basketball, oh, yeah. And his foot was out of bounds when he did, so it's basically out of bounds on Justin Pitt.
And Mankato will have the ball after a timeout. 19-11 the score. Minnesota State Mankato in front of Northwest. 11:56 left in this first half. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
7:56 left in the first half. Northwest trails Minnesota State Mankato 19-11. Winner this will face Augustana in the semifinals of the Central Region tomorrow evening at 7:30. Cats come out of the timeout. Fitz on the floor along with Snyder, Wallace, Crooker, and Matt Doherty. Grant Kozad's picked up a couple early fouls in this one. Minnesota State Mankato will inbound baseline left. and lob it out near the top on the left side for Connor Miller. Now looks into the lane, finds Mariah back in the ballgame as he spins inside. Whistle, and foul coming up. That will be Mariah picking up the foul. A little bit of a push as he tried to make a move into the lane. And this will get the ball to Northwest as Mariah picks up. Well, that will be his second.
Mariah was in a little bit of foul trouble in last year's game as well and didn't see as much action as he probably would have.
Pitch will take it across midcourt right side where he is met by T.J. Lake. Goes with the bounce pass to Kirk on the right wing, out near the timeline with the pass to Snyder. Cross court left side past Wallace, now to Pitts. Pitts down the lane right, he goes, drives, lays it up, and in. As he hung in the air, put it high off the glass, had the spin, and it drops down. And Justin Pitts with 7 points, and Northwest Missouri State down 19-13. Into the front court right side, Miller trapped out front, lobs a pass right for Romasco. Into the right corner, Lake. Guarded by Snyder, out near the timeline for Miller. Back right side, Lake. Now to Miller. Cross court left side, Monahan. Monahan dribbles to the left wing, spins, and lobs it cross court right side. They tip into the right corner. Lake open. Three on the way. Nothing but net. T.J. Lake with his first puck of the game. It's a three-pointer. And Northwest Missouri State trailing Minnesota State Mankato 22-13. Pitch to the left wing to the top of the key. Cross court right, Kirker. Into the right corner, Wallace. Now front court, Pitts. Back to Wallace on the right side. It's a screen by Doherty. Cross court left side, Pitts. Now to Kirk on the left wing. Shot clock's at 16. Snyder out between the circles, Pitts. As Northwest spreads out the offense. Pitts working a pick by Doherty. Dribbles off the foot of Busack, and his chase goes out of bounds. And it belongs to Northwest as Wallace will end down. 7 seconds on the shot clock. 10:36 left in the first half. Pitts into the front court to the top of the key. Drives the lane right side. Goes with a fadeaway jumper and rolls in. Nice touch by Justin Pitts. He's got 9 first half points in Northwest Missouri State trailing 22-15.
Pitts rolled his ankle a little bit there, and now as he comes down on the defensive end, kind of reaches down toward that right ankle that he hurt earlier in the year.
On the right side, out trapped is Lake. Cross court right side for Monahan. Left side goes to Busek. Drives the lane as he does. He's going to call for a charge as Doherty steps over and forces the play. And his foul will go on Mike Busek, and that will be his first foul.
One big early difference in this game is the shooting. Compared to last year's game, is the shooting of Mankato. They're 5 of 8 on 3 so far. Last year in the matchup, they were 4 of 21 on 3-pointers. So they've already made more threes in this first half than they did in the entire game last year.
They're up 22-15 with 10 minutes left in the first half. Wallace to the top of the key. Now finds Pitts. Pitts. Tries the lane right side to the bucket, lays it up, misses it off the further rim. And this time Romasco with the rebound. Now it goes to Miller. He'll push it across midcourt left side. Out to the top to keep Romasco. Looks to Monahan. Back to Romasco. Right wing jump over Wallace. Nothing but it. That's another three. Romasco hits the three. And it's now a 25-15 game as Minnesota State has the lead over the Bearcats. Pitts out front right side. Gets it to Connor Kirker. Tries to go low with the ball kicked as they want to go to Doherty on the baseline on low post area. Kicked out of bounds by Monahan. So Northwest will inbound baseline right. Before they do, Lyle Harris comes into the game and Justin Pitts goes over to the sideline. Lyle got a lot of playing time in the four games that Justin was out with that ankle injury earlier this year. Wallace right side to the top of the key. It's caught from there, goes low for Doherty in the lane with that left-handed shot. Won't go. Romasco with the rebound for Minnesota State Mankato. We'll give it to Monahan and he'll take it across the timeline. Dribbles left side. And a buff with Wallace and a foul. And this will go on Matt Wallace. That'll be his first. And we got a timeout with 9:11 left in this first half. It's Minnesota State Mankato 25, the Bearcats 15. We'll be back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Well, let's keep it right here. This is timeout for the Bearcats. Let's keep it right here with 9:11 left in this first half. And Northwest down 25-15. Matt, I don't believe Coach Ben McCollum happy with the way his team's playing right now.
No, not right now. I mean, they just don't look as comfortable as they usually do, you know. And they're 7 of 15 from the field, which isn't a terrible shooting percentage, but they're just not getting real good looks at the bucket. We're seeing Minnesota State do a lot more driving than maybe anticipated. I mean, they do some driving, but they're shooting the ball real well. And it's the defensive end, I think, where maybe Coach McCollum is a little more unhappy with the way Northwest is playing right now.
Monahan to inbound. We're in the front quarters. We're going from our right to our left in this first half. off the left side at three on the way, and it misses off the right side and out of bounds. Romesco took the attempt and misses it. He's knocked down three so far in this first half. Cats down by 10 with 9:02 left in the first half. Wallace handling the point duties in the front court left side. Out to the top of the key. Pulls up. Finds Harris out near midcourt right side. Harris with a crossover dribble to the free throw line. Left side finds Crooker. Now to Wallace on the left wing. Top of the key he goes. Pulls up to the free throw line. Cross court left side for Harris. Lyle with the dribble on the left wing. Back pedals right in front of the Maverick bench. Now drives the lane. Shot off the glass. He won't go, but he's bumped as he went up with the shot. This will come up against the Minnesota State Mankato. Chris Morgenthaler over on the far side, not happy about something as he has words with the official.
Foul number four, Mike Busek.
Busek picks up the foul. That's his second, and this sends Harris to the free throw line. Harris to shoot two. Trying to make it single digits, and his free throw rattles out. 25-15, Northwest trailing Minnesota State. Busek goes to the sideline for Minnesota State. Another free throw coming to Harris, who's a 74% shooter on the year at the line, and he hits the second. His first point of the game, and it's a 9-point contest. Northwest trailing with 8:33 left in the first half. Miller into the front court to the top of the key. Dribbles right side, down the lane to the bucket, lays it up, and slams it down with two hands. Went with the slam dunk, and Miller had an easy tip through the bucket as he dribbled down the right side of the lane. 27-16, Northwest down. Free throw line, Wallace pulls up. 13-foot jump on the left side, rims around and out. Doherty with the board and the blocks on the left side. One dribble up with a shot, won't go. Fight for the rebound. Trying to come away with it and a held ball as Alex Herring is reaching over the top of Doherty, and they get called for the held ball.
Yeah, he was directly behind Doherty, reached around Doherty, and 99.9% of the time, that's a foul, not a held ball. Bearcat fans not at all happy.
Doherty to the sideline, and Anthony Woods into the game. Woods, another player that benefited from Justin Fitz's injury earlier this season, who got additional playing time because of that. 27-16, Northwest trailing the Mavericks. Miller out front near the jump ball circle. Will dribble left side on Crooker. Bounce pass left side, cutting the bucket and missing a two-handed slam was Monahan, and the rebound goes to Pitts, who's back out there. Monahan had an easy trip and would have had an easy layup, but tried to go for the slam dunk and missed it. Crooker to the free throw line for Northwest. Out front for Pitts. Pitts near midcourt with the dribble as Northwest spreads out the offense. Pitts on the right side, crossover, closed left side for Wallace near the Maverick sideline. Now front right side, Anthony Woods. Woods to the free throw line. Dribbles left side, lost the handle on it. Controls it now, gets it to Snyder. Shot clock's at 6 seconds. Pitts at the top of the key. Spins in the lane, dribbles off his football, rolls out of bounds, and a long two, Minnesota three. Timeout with 7:18 left in the first half. It's Northwest trailing Minnesota State Mankato 27-16. Back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. National Investors provides classes on legal documents and 401k alternatives. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, along Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer is Caleb Morgan. Northwest trailing with 7:18 left in the first half, 27-16 to Minnesota State Mankato. And one thing Northwest has going for them tonight, Northwest team doctor, Dr. Pat Harris, said that they haven't lost a game this season when he's worn his Tabasco basketball tie during a game. So he's wearing that tonight, and hopefully that continues on.
That tie gets a little saucy. Get the Cats cut the lead a little bit before we get to halftime.
Cats down 27-16. Mavericks inbound. They go from our right to our left, taking it full court as Connor Miller will take him to the front court left side. Goes cross court right side from Monahan. Now back on the left side and gets it to Miller. He tries to drive on Snyder. Goes to the elbow left side. Now to Pope. Pope out front. Dribbles right side and goes on the right to Monahan. Monahan dribbling back pedals near midcourt as they spread out their offense. Drives on Crooker to the free throw line. On the right side, finds Romasco. Now back out front right side, Monahan. Six on the shot clock. Monahan with the long three off the front of the rim. A long rebound chased down by Crooker for Northwest. Gives it to Wallace. He'll take it across midcourt left side. Northwest down 27-16. Wallace drives to the bucket. Lays it up too hard off the left, and it's picked up by Monahan for the Mavericks. As he's a little bit off balance, taking it to the front court right side. Controls it. Now drives on Wallace. Goes right side with the pass. And they bring it to Lake. Left side is Miller. Miller to the top of the key. Stripped out of his hands by Wallace. Picked up by Northwest and Lyle Harris. Harris with the dribble knocked loose by Monahan. And it's controlled now by Minnesota State. Lake into the front court right side. Down the lane he goes. Drives on Harris and a foul. And this will go on Northwest. Lyle Harris picks up his first foul. 16th foul on the Bearcats. 6:10 left in the first half. Both teams right now with 16 fouls. Miller inbound, baseline right. Lobs it out front right for Romasco. Hands off and gets it to Miller. Dribbles to the top of the key. Back pedals on the left side near the sideline. Trying to work a screen by Romasco. Now dribbles right side on Snyder. Back pedals. Now drives. Throws it and picked up by Lake. Almost did away. Lake chases it down in front of the Northwest bench. Shot clock's at 17. They go on the left side. And finds Grant Pope. Bounce pass ball left for Romasco. His dribble knocked loose by Crooker. Picked up by Harris for Northwest. Didn't have the numbers and will slow it down as he crosses midcourt left side. See if Northwest can take advantage of the turnover. Harris to the free throw line. Down the lane right side. Drives. Leans in off the glass too hard. And the rebound pulled down by Monahan for the Mavericks. Cats have had a couple turnovers where they haven't had a chance to take advantage of it. Trailing 27-16 with 5:27 left in the first half. Now front left side, Miller to left wing, Pope. Top of the key with a pass from Romasco. Right side, Lake. Monahan now at the top of the key. Dribbles left side, they check off into a trap and he goes cross court right side for Lake. For the right wing, Miller. Out between the circles. Lake now left side for Monahan with five on the shot clock. Dribbles out front. Lobs it into the left corner. Lake quick touch pass. Left side Romasco on the wing. The three as the shot clock winds down. Rims out. Rebound Crooker for Northwest in the lane. Finds Pitts and he'll take across midcourt right side. Out front for Snyder. Snyder yet to score and I don't think he's even taken a shot so far. On the left side Wallace. Looks left wing. Finds Crooker. Crooker cross court right side for Pitts. Pitts. Started by Romasco. A little bit of a mismatch there. He drives on the right side. Up with the ball fake. Up with a shot. Off the glass and good. You think the mismatch would be in favor of Romasco a little bit size-wise, but Pitts drove on him and has the shot high off the glass and drops it down. Pitts at 5'9". Romasco was at 6'8". 27-18. Northwest Missouri State down. 4:20 left in the first half. Monahan to the top of the key. Double team. Goes Costco right side. Lake on the wing. Three on the way. Got it. Nothing but net. His second three of the game and 68th of the season. 30-18, Mavericks in front of Northwest. That was a big trip down the floor for the Mavericks. Pitts out front. Goes cross court right side for Crooker. Now to Wallace on the right wing. Wallace drives the lane. Little runner with the right hand off the front of the rim. No, and the rebound comes down to Miller for the Mavericks. Cats getting some shots, just not getting the ball. On the left side is Monahan. Out near the timeline, finds Miller. Back left side, Monahan. Takes it to the top of the key. Guarded by Harris. Pulls up. Takes the jumper. And it's off the back of the rim. Rebound to Lane. Crooker pulls it away for Northwest. I'll give it to Wallace. He looks over at the sideline. And now takes it across midcourt left side. Cross court right for Harris. To the right wing, Crooker. Crooker to the free throw line. Left side, Harris. Takes one dribble. Gives it back to Crooker on the left wing. Gets a screen by Snyder. Now Snyder into the left wing. And left corner for Harris. Harris out front left for Pitts. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts to the free throw line. Down the lane he goes. Drives. Lays it up with the left hand and good as he drove the left side of the lane. 13 first half points for Pitts. Northwest down by 10. 30-20 with just over 3 minutes left in the first half. Miller. Into the front court as he walks it across the timeline. Bearcat fans on their feet trying to make some noise with the Cats on defense. Right side pass tipped loose. Enter to Karam's right side for Pope. To the right wing is Lake. Now he's spinning left foot to Romashko. On the left side with it is Miller. And they go right side, Lake with 10 on the shot clock. Out near the timeline, Monahan drives on Wallace down the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. Monahan puts it down, and it's now 32-20 lead for Minnesota State Mankato. Pitts drives the lane left side, reverse layup off the right is good. They don't have an answer for Justin Pitts in this one. As he drove and got underneath the bucket, came back out with a reverse layup off the right side, makes it a 10-point game once again. Into the front court, Miller lobs it out front of Vasco. Monahan on the left side. Monahan playing with 13 points. Wants another three left side. Misses too hard. Rebound loose in the lane. Rolls right side and controlled by Miller for Minnesota State. Cast misses on roll opportunity for a rebound. Near the timeline, Lake as he drives. We got a whistle coming up here. And Fisher goes over to the sideline.
I think Coach Morgan Taylor wanted to see a shot clock reset. And I don't think it was, and they're discussing whether or not it should have been.
Yeah, it looks like we're also going to have a timeout here. So breaking the action, 1:55 left in this first half. Northwest down by 10 to Minnesota State Mankato, 32-22. Back up for this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Watkins True Value. Located in Maryville, Nebraska City and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides outdoor power equipment from steel, including chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and shredders. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
32-22, Minnesota State Mankato in front of the Northwest with 1:55 left in the first half of the Central Region opening round game. About 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. With Matt Gorder and studio engineer Kayla Morgan, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, it'd be nice to see Northwest make a little bit of a run here for the final 1:55 of this first half.
Yeah, you know, last week in the semifinals of the MIAA tournament, Northwest got shots outside the arc, but were 1 of 9 from three-point range, so they didn't get any scoring from the perimeter. Today, they're just not getting perimeter shots. Now, they've gotten a lot of shots inside, and we've seen some successful drives by Justin Pitts, but they're just 1 of 3 from three-point range. So, again, not getting production in terms of points from the perimeter for Northwest so far.
And really not getting any opportunities for Zach Snyder. He has had very few touches offensively.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, Minnesota State obviously knows what Snyder can do, and they've had a defender right in his hip pocket that doesn't have to worry too much about help side defense, and they've kept him from getting his hands on the basketball.
Mavericks will inbound with 8 on the shot clock following the timeout as Miller will take it out near midcourt left side. Now with 3, a long jumper out front, banks it, misses it, and rebound into the lane, pulled away by Wallace for Northwest. 1:44 left in the half, Northwest Missouri State down by 10. Pitts into the front court right side, hands off to Connor Kirker, now to Snyder between the circles, left side Wallace, hands off to Pitts. Pitts with the right-hander dribble down the lane he goes, bobbles it, goes up with a shot off the glass, no, and the rebound Monahan for the Mavericks. 1.5 minutes left in the first half. Cats down 32-22. Miller across the timeline left side. Now to the top of the key. Dribbles right on Snyder. Cross court right side past Lake. Now to Mahan on the left side right in front. It's lots of low left for Romashko. Spins past Kirker to the bucket on the left side. Lays it up and in. His first two-pointer of the game. And he's got 11 points total. It's a 34-22 lead for the Mavericks. Out front is Pitts for Northwest. Dribbles left side, pulls up at the free throw line. Out front right, Snyder, long three, rims out left, and the rebound, Romesco, in the lane for the Mavericks. Alan Monahan from our right to our left takes it across the timeline left side. Out of the free throw line, drives, way up, and won't go. Rebound Wallace for Northwest with 41 seconds left in the half. Across midcourt right side, pushes it to Woods on the wing. Out front right side, Snyder back to Woods right wing. Out front left, Pitts. 26 on the shot clock, 32 on the game clock in this first half. Now Crooker, left sideline for Wallace. Wallace back pedals with the dribble, now goes to the top of the key. Hooks a pass left side for Snyder. Left corner for Crooker. Shot clock's at 13, 19 on the game clock. Pitts to the top of the key. Hops and now drives. Left side, kicks it back left for Crooker. A three on the way off the front of the rim and ripped down by Romasco for Minnesota State Mankato and a timeout. With 8.2 seconds left in the half, the Mavericks will talk things over and a 34-22 lead over Northwest.
Now, after having a little bit of a stretch where they weren't great defensively early on, I think they've settled down defensively, but Northwest still just has not found a rhythm offensively in this first half. They've done a pretty solid job against a Minnesota State team that can put up some numbers. They can shoot well from the outside, and basically the outside shooting is all they've had so far. If you look at Minnesota State Mankato, 7 threes in this first half, and so a lot of their 34 points are coming from outside the arc so far.
8.2 seconds left in the half. Minnesota State will inbound after that quick timeout to try to plot their strategy here with 8.2 seconds left and a 34-22 lead over Northwest. Inbound goes to Monahan. He's in the backcourt. We'll pick it up and now take it to the top of the key with 6 seconds left. Tries right side on Wallace to the bucket. Lays it up and in with 2 seconds left. Quick inbound to Wallace. Right side pitch. Launches it. 3/4 away and banks it in!
And it's good.
He knocks it down just before the buzzer sounded. That was a 3/4-court shot from the right side off the inbound and banked it in. It will count, and Northwest will go to the locker room down by 11, 36-25.
They are going to take a look at it here, but the signal on the court is that it was good. The official lined himself up. He was behind Justin Pitts, was looking through the basketball at the backboard that, of course, has the light that goes around it, and that's the official that signaled it good. So I feel pretty comfortable that this is going to stick, but they are going to take a look at the video monitor just to make sure.
Matt, we had a good look at the way Pitts was squaring up to take that shot. He squared up perfectly to knock that one down.
Yeah, he did. He got a little bit of space, got the ball up, and again, your only goal on that is to get it around the rim, try to put it in the white of the backboard, and hope that it goes, and it did for Pitts. Now let's hope that that three will stand.
Keep it right here as the officials are over reviewing the monitor and see what happens here.
It's a difference between a double-digit lead at halftime for Minnesota State or just a single-digit lead at halftime for Minnesota State.
What a first half for Zach Monahan of Minnesota State. He has 15 points. It's really been kind of the Monahan-Pitts show here. Pitts, if it stands, has 18 here at halftime.
Yeah, not a big surprise. Monahan, 6 of 13, took a ton of attempts. He pretty much knew that he was going to take a shot when he got his hands on the basketball. Did blow a dunk, otherwise he probably could have a couple more points. But he is playing like somebody who still remembers that tough loss against Northwest last year and is not happy about it.
And they count the three-point opportunity. So yep. They count it, and Northwest going to the locker room at halftime down. Yeah, but they will be down now 36-25.
So they must have put the points up. And
yeah.
I thought they hadn't put the points up yet, but still a big three at the end of the half for Pitts.
36-25, Northwest trails Minnesota State Mankato at the half. We'll be back. Have more for you right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641.
Back at the half in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Sanford Pentagon. Northwest Missouri State down at halftime, 36-25. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, again, a tough first half for Northwest, especially offensively, just not, as you mentioned, getting in to the rhythm that we normally see out of them.
Yeah, they were 11 of 27 from the field and really didn't get many opportunities from the outside. Attempted just 6 three-pointers, and a couple of those were late in the half. Well, one of those was right at the buzzer, and that beyond half-court buzzer beater was just the second three that went down for Northwest. So that's something that, you know, they don't have to have. They've been getting points inside, but I think they've set up the opportunity, because one of the adjustments Minnesota State is going to make at halftime is try to figure out that drive by especially Justin Pitts, but not just Pitts. Several Bearcats have been able to drive and score some points in the paint, so that's going to draw a little bit more attention, I think, in the second half from the defense for Mankato, which could potentially open up some more opportunities from the perimeter.
And for Northwest, they need to find an answer for Zach Monahan.
That's exactly right, and that may be tough. He's one of those guys that you just try to slow down. And I think if you can stick with him defensively, get a hand in his face, he's one of those that may force a few shots, but he's gotten some pretty good looks at the bucket. And you can kind of see it in his eye when he's going to take it to the hole. Bearcats need to recognize that, because when he does take it to the hole, maybe once or twice he passed it off, but you didn't see that very often. He's going to take that thing to the rim and try to score.
Mavericks have been able to get this lead without Sam Marai, who got a couple early fouls and set most of that first half. He had 16 against Northwest last year in their meeting, but and averages nearly 20 a game this season, but he was no factor at all in the first half.
Well, and he didn't have to be. They were able to, they had the luxury of keeping him on the bench longer than maybe they would have, even with two fouls, because of Romashko. Romashko stepped out, hit a few threes, was able to get a bucket inside, had 7 rebounds in that first half. So he kind of stepped into that five role when Mariah got into foul trouble, played maybe a couple few more minutes than he would have, but he played well. They didn't have to take the chance of bringing Mariah back in to pick up that third foul in the first half.
And Northwest playing without Grant Kozet for a lot of the half with two fouls.
Yep, and that's exactly right. Both of these teams know how important those players are to their team and want to make sure they've got them for as long in the second half as possible. Didn't want to take any chances, any unnecessary chances of third fouls in the first half.
Again, we're in the half. Northwest Missouri State trailing Minnesota State Mankato 36-25. When we come back, we'll talk with the sports director of KQ2 out of St. Joseph, Matt Trenton. That's coming up right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services online at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog, Vaccaro and Herzog RE/MAX First Choice, specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Welcome back to the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We're at the half. Northwest Missouri State trailing at halftime to Minnesota State 36-25. We are joined now by the sports director, KQ-TV in St. Joseph, Matt Trenton. But before people knew you were on Channel 2, they knew you as a sideline reporter for the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt, good to have you back with you on the Bearcat Radio Network here tonight.
John, it's good to be back. It's been a little bit since I was on the sideline for you, but we had some good times back then doing some Bearcat athletics and giving Gorder a hard time, so I've kind of missed that over the years.
The last time you were on that was a cold trip up to Duluth when you were on the sidelines in that matchup with the Minnesota Duluth back in 2010.
Yeah, the weather wasn't too kind, and then obviously Northwest didn't come away with the win. I could have stomached it if they'd have got that win, but they didn't, so I'm not a big fan of going to Duluth anymore, or just Minnesota in general. That's why I'm glad we're here in South Dakota, not Mankato or Morehead or anywhere like that. This is a nice place.
It certainly is, and let's just kind of talk about your impressions of the first half here.
You know, coming into it, I was kind of curious as to what we'd see at Connor Crooker and Zach Schneider specifically, because they did have kind of up and down MIAA tournaments, and you know Justin Pitts is going to come out and play Justin Pitts style of basketball, and he's going to be very good, and he's obviously very good, 18 points in the first half. But you got to have a second scorer, a third scorer, somebody else can put up some points, and when Kozad gets in foul trouble, goes to the bench, you need another shooter, and Crooker's obviously, you know, he got a couple of baskets there, but not a consistent scoring threat. And then Schneider took one three-point attempt, I think, in that first half. It was late in the first half and missed two, so they need that second scoring threat. The other thing that really sticks out that's weird is you see Ben McCollum teams play very good defense, and they're kind of getting gashed. Three-pointers are wide open. The Monahan kid's getting anything he wants when he drives, so A lot of changes need to be made for this second half if they want to come back and win.
Yeah, that's one thing talking to Matt Gorder a moment ago, that Northwest really needs to find an answer for Zach Monahan here in the second half.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of thought that Pitts was going to be that dynamic point guard to watch here in South Dakota, but obviously they knew the Monahan kid from last year is very good, and he's kind of got that length to where he can get inside and go up against a smaller center like Grant Kozad, or he can sit out there and shoot from as deep as you're going to let him, so it's kind of a tough matchup for anybody.
Yeah, and as we look at this matchup, or the Central Region, three teams out of the MIAA in this region. Pitt State lost earlier today. Central Missouri's into the semifinals. You've had a chance to see a lot of MIAA basketball between Northwest and Missouri Western. And this MIAA pretty well represented up here, but Northern Sun of 14, Northwest of 3. And it's kind of an interesting matchup here in this region overall.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of fun when you do get into the tournament like this, football, basketball, no matter what it is, to kind of see the two, these two conferences specifically. It's the GACs in there, but they don't represent quite as well all the time. But specifically, Northern Sun and MIAA do really come out and put on good shows. And in the MIAA, it's kind of seemed like there wasn't that, you know, last year, obviously, Central Missouri is a national champ, and Northwest was right there with them throughout the season in the MIAA race. Those two teams kind of clear-cut above the rest. Southern, too, it seemed like anybody on any given night could win in the MIAA this year, and there wasn't that clear-cut, this is the team to beat. And after beating up on each other all year, you kind of come up here to the Northern Sun, and they have some very good basketball teams. You saw Augustana drop 104 points in the game before us, and obviously Minnesota State's kind of going off too here, so hopefully Northwest can bounce back and get a win, and you know, the MIAA can keep moving on after Central got a win and Pitt lost, but this is a very good Northern Sun Conference this year, especially.
All right, well, Matt, thanks a lot for being with us here at halftime.
John, I appreciate having me on.
All right, that's Matt Trenton, the sports director of KQ2 in St. Joseph, and we'll be back to take a look at some of the halftime stats here as Northwest down at the half, 36-25 to Minnesota State Mankato. Back with more right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis's services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
At the half, Northwest Missouri State trails Minnesota State Mankato 36-25. Again, it's an opening round game of the Central Regional Tournament in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So we look at some of the numbers here from the first half. Northwest Missouri State shooting 40.7% from the field, 11 of 27. Just 2 of 6 from three-point range and 1 of 3 at the free throw line and 4 of the Mavericks. They're 52% from the field, 14 of 27. And 7 of 15 from three-point range. Only 1 of 1 at the free throw line, as neither team has gone to the line that often. Just 4 total free throws between the two teams out of this first half. Mavericks out rebounding Northwest by 8, 18 to 10. Both teams taking pretty good care of the basketball. 6 turnovers for Minnesota State, 4 turnovers for Northwest. Individually for the Cats, one player in double figures. That's Justin Fitz with 18 points. Then Connor Kirker has 4, 2 points for Grant Cozad, and 1 point for Lyle Harris. And then Minnesota State has 15 points for Zach Monahan, 11 points for Zach Romoshko. He's come off the bench and knocked down 3 three-pointers in the game, as well as pulling down 7 rebounds. And then 6 points for T.J. Lake. And then it's a couple of points apiece for Connor Miller as well as Asim Marai. Again, Marai set most of the first half as he picked up a couple quick fouls. Cozad also set quite a few minutes for Northwest with a couple fouls as well. Winner this one will get Augustana, the host school, as they won big over Arkansas Tech earlier this evening, 101-77. The other end of the bracket's been set as Central Missouri, which defeated Northern State 82-72, will face Minnesota State Moorhead, the team that defeated Northwest in the first game of the season way back in November at Bearcat Arena. Minnesota State Moorhead and winner over Pittsburgh State 80-68. So that's the one end of the semifinals. Augustana awaiting the winner of this matchup between Northwest and Mankato, with the Mankato up on Northwest 36-25 at the half. We'll be back. Get ready for second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now. Let's go.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville's Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nolison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is also provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Northwest down at halftime as halftime coming to a close. Minnesota State Mankato 36, Northwest 25. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt's been kind of a day of hearing from our former sideline reporter. Just heard from Matt Trenton, the sports director of KQ2 in St. Joseph earlier today on the way up, listening to our flagship station KXCV on the Only the Game program. A former sideline reporter, Mayor Scott Graff, had a piece that was on nationally off of that program. So, sideline reporters making a mark for themselves as they get out into the world.
Yeah, I'd like to think that we have a good influence on them, but I have a feeling they're doing more of it on their own than any influence they got from us, that's for sure.
Keep to the second half.
Keep playing strong defensively just like you did in the first half. Maybe extend it out a little bit to the perimeter and then hit a few threes. Just get into a rhythm from the outside, especially early in the second half.
Northwest with Grant Cozad out on the floor to start this second half, and Minnesota State Mankato with Asim Marai, who also got into that early foul trouble out there at the post spot for Minnesota State Mankato. The Cats will have the ball to start the second half. Snyder with her off the left side. Goes cross-court right side for Wallace. Wallace will hand off to Pitts. He'll take it out to the top of the key. Goes cross-court left side. Finds Kirker. Kirker to the top. Looks on the right side for Pitts. Looks on the right wing, Wallace. Wallace, right side pass for Kirker. Low left for Cozad. Trying to post up now with Mike Busek. Turns, takes the jumper for 7, knocks it down as he falls to the floor. As he knocks it down, he has 4 points and gets up, and he'll go down and set up on defense here. Northwest down 36-27. Good offensive possession to start this half for Northwest. Miller to the top. Puts on the right side. Lake into the right corner. Monahan lots it low right for Marai. Marai palms it with that left hand. Now goes with the left-handed dribble. Kicks it out front. Nearly threw it away. Chased down by Miller off the left wing. Shot clock's at 13. Dribbles left side in front of the Maverick bench in the baseline. Goes into the right corner Lake. Lake drives on Pitts. In the lane. Blocked away by Pitts. Picked up by Wallace for Northwest. Pitts with just his fourth block of the season. Cats on the break to the right wing. Goes Connor. Kirker through the lane. Drives with the left hand. Lays it up. Rims around and out. And Marai with the rebound for the Mavericks. Now it goes from Monahan into the front court left side. To the top of the key. Now looks into the right corner for Lake. Lobs it back to Monahan out near the timeline on the right side. Wallace picks him up as Northwest in man-to-man defense. Monahan back right side with a little right-handed push pass. Gives it to Miller. He'll dribble left side in front of the scorer's table. Now out between the circles to the top. Bounce pass at the elbow on the right side for Marai. To Miller through the lane. Drives on as Snyder. Misses the shot and goes ahead with the rebound for Northwest. That's down 36-27. Into the front court, pitch to the top of the key, left open, now tries to find someone inside, holds it, goes left side for Wallace. Wallace out front for Pitts, fakes left, goes right, now back pedals with the dribble to Wallace on the left wing. Low left side for Kozad, posting up with Marai. Turns, faces the bucket, now drives the lane, spins left, fadeaway jumper, off the front of the rim, no, and the rebound into Lane Miller for the Mavericks. They'll go from our left to our right across the timeline. Mavericks in their traveling gray, dark gray uniforms with the purple stripes down the side and the gold numerals out to the top of the key is Busek. Left side Monahan, low left for Marai. Little baseball pass out front. Now Monahan fakes left, goes right, finds Miller on the right wing. Long three on the way, knocks it in. Miller with his 48-3 of the season, a 39-27 lead for the Mavericks. Pitts will walk it across the timeline left side. Now to the top of the key with the dribble. Finds Wallace out front. Goes into the lane. Finds Kozad. Drives the lane left side underneath the bucket. Now goes left wing for Crooker. Out front for Snyder. Right side Wallace. Hands off to Pitts. Pitts crossover dribble. Back pedals right side. Now continues the dribble. Goes cross court left side. Crooker with nine on the shot clock. Crooker down the lane left. Left handed shot off the glass. Won't go. Actually hit the side of the backboard and the rebound pulled down by Miller for the Mavericks. On the fast break. Left side leads Marai. Lays it up and in as he goes through the lane. Marai with 4 points. 41-27. Mavericks in front of Northwest. Wallace into the front court right side. Out between the circles. Pitts. Pitts trying to go one-on-one with Blake. Now left side Wallace down the lane underneath the bucket. A bump and a foul. And this will go on Connor Miller, and that'll be his first.
Foul's on number 18.
First team foul of the half. Now Marai to the sideline. And Romasco back into the ballgame. We had a big first half for Minnesota State with 11 points.
One thing Romasco really does, Marai doesn't, is it forces the big guys for Northwest, the fives, to play defense out on the perimeter.
Wallace through the lane, spins, up for the shot. They're going to wave it off and say a charge on Wallace. Wallace picks up his second foul. Each team now with the team foul. 41-27, Northwest Missouri State trailing with 16:30 left in the game. Opening round game of the NCAA Division II Central Region Tournament in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Miller, the dribble, lost it, picked up by Monahan on the right side. Try to tap out front. Nope. And now Wallace tries to go for the steal. They go right side. Romasco on the wing. Out front for Monahan. Baseline right. Miller. Right side. Monahan. Finds Miller right. And his pass tipped by Wallace. Goes out of bounds. Tried to get it to Miller. And it's out of bounds. It'll belong to Minnesota State Mankato.
And then they tried to get it inside to Romasco because he was matched up against Connor Crooker, and Wallace doing a good job of tipping that ball away.
Five on the shot clock. Monahan through the lane with a no-look pass goes right to Wallace for Northwest. Caps across the timeline, down 41-27. Wallace hands off to Pitts out front. Goes one-on-one with Lake down the lane, drives off the glass, and good. There's a mismatch as Pitts has it. And he goes into, he's in double figure with 20 points, and it's a 41-29 game, Northwest Missouri State down. Miller in front of the, takes it across the timeline, out front. Checked off by Kozad. Looks on the left side, and a three out front, rims around and out, taken and missed by Buzak with the left hand. The rebound Northwest, Cats on the break, Wallace to the left side, behind the back pass into the left corner, finds Snyder. Out front goes to Pitts. Tries on Lake. Finds Wallace cutting to the bucket, lays it up and in. Nice drive to the bucket by Pitts, and had Wallace killing him on the play, and Wallace has the layup. 10-point game, Northwest down 41-31, just over 15 minutes left in the game. Off the right side to the top of key, Monahan. Long bounce pass, goes right, and they get it to Connor Miller. Low into the blocks. Velasco spins on Kozad, and they're going to wave it off, call a travel violation as he tried to put a move on Kozad. He gets caught for the travel. They wave off the bucket, and the turnover give it to Northwest after a timeout. 14:50 left in the game. Northwest trailing Minnesota State Mankato by 10, 41-31. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online. Live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
14:50 left in the game. Northwest down by 10 to Minnesota State Mankato, 41-31. At what times we talk about kind of a small world and that a lot of the relationship you see at tournaments like this, you kind of got one as well with the Minnesota State Mankato head coach.
Yeah, Matt Morgenthaler, his dad was a head coach at Western Illinois University when I was grew up in Macomb, Illinois, and I actually played with his brother Ty, played high school basketball. His brother was a all-state basketball player from Macomb High. Now, I didn't do as much playing as the Morgenthalers did, I'll tell you that much. But, yeah, definitely a tie was we all go back as being Bombers.
Into the front court, Pitts for Northwest. Right side for Connor Kirker. Now to Wallace. Wallace out of a weave finds it to Pitts. Pitts left side for Connor Kirker. Kirker at the free throw line. Back to Pitts off the left side. Guarded by Monahan. Now to Wallace. Wallace will drive and spin on Miller. Kicks it back right side for Kirker. Now front left for Pitts. 14 on the shot clock. 14:28 left of the game. Northwest down by 10. Kirker looks left wing. Finds Snyder. Goes low left side for Kozad. Posting up on Marai. Turns, facing the bucket. Knocks it down from 5. Kozad with 6 points. And Northwest has cut the lead to 8 with 14:15 left. Into the front court goes Connor Miller. Tries to go left side. Miller steps out on the defense. And the pass is to Monahan on the left side. And a whistle coming up here. And a
ball out of bounds off Wallace. Monahan begging for a foul, but not going to get one.
Wallace doing a good job defensively again tonight. Monahan will inbound right in front of the scorer's table. Just the inbound into the backcourt for Miller. He'll take it back front court from our left to our right. Cats in their white uniforms with green numerals in trim. On the right side is Miller with the dribble four of the Mavericks. Off the low right side, trying to get it to Marion's side. A little overthrown, but that turns off the backboard and goes out front left side for the Mavericks. Now Romasco, left corner three, right in front of the Marion Maverick bench. Knocks it down. And it's now 44-33 game, Northwest Missouri State Challenge. Yeah, out front, Pitts. Dribbles left side. Out at the top of the key. Pulls up. Takes the jumper. It's off the back of the rim. Into the rebound in lane to Miller and Minnesota State Mankato. Into the front court. Left he goes. 13:28 left. Northwest opened up with an early lead, but Minnesota State Mankato has led most of this game. Passing the lane. Knocked loose by Snyder inside. Picked up by Kirker for Northwest. Kirker into the front court. Looks left side for Wallace. Wallace dribbles to the top of the key. Hands off. Finds Kirker. Kirker. Trying to drive on Pope, goes left side, finds Pitts. Pitts now guarded by Connor Miller, looks left side for Kirker, fakes left, goes right. Now through the lane, a left-handed runner rims out left, fight for the rebound inside, and Marai corrals it with his right hand, and gets an outlet to Miller. Northwest has forced some turnovers, but when they haven't had a chance to take advantage of it on the offensive side. Marai out front at the elbow, pass knocked loose by Connor Kirker, and Russell and a foul to go on Marai, after Kirker knocks the ball away.
Yeah, Marai grabbed a hold of Kirker so that he would, otherwise Kirker would have had a wide open layup. That's one of those fouls that if it would have happened in the open court a few seconds later, it probably would have been called a flagrant foul, but he grabbed him right away when the ball was tipped loose to keep him from having a free wide open layup at the other end.
44-33, Northwest Missouri State trailing, 12:44 left. Marasco back into the ball game as Marai goes to the sideline. Wallace to the top of the key, looks right side, Pitts back to Wallace out front. Drives, spins the lane, and fadeaway jumper over Masco. Good. Nice spin move by Wallace in the lane, and Northwest Missouri State trailing 44-35, down to 9 points. Into the front court, left side, to the top of the key goes Miller. Now up front, Romasco on the perimeter, goes cross court right side for Miller. Fred Doherty into the game now for Northwest, the post spot taking place of Grant Cozad. Miller on the right wing, Pope through the lane, drives on, Pitts up for the shot, won't go, fight for the rebound as Snyder fighting for the board inside along with Connor Miller, and a whistle and a foul. This most likely will come up on Snyder. That'll be Zach's first.
Foul number 33, Zach Snyder, his first.
And Connor Miller will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Just the fifth free throw of this game. First one on the way by Miller. Rims out. Well, it's 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Second game for the Bearcats, number 3, Miles Harris.
Cats going with a small lineup now as Lyle Harris checks into the game to take the place of Brett Doherty. Second free throw by Connor Miller is good. He has 6 points. Northwest Missouri State down by 10, 45-35. Able to cut it to single digits briefly. Lyle Harris handling the point now, still taking it across the timeline. Dribbles right side, hands off to Cooker out of Weave, now to Pitts out front. Alley weave it to Harris. Harris at the free throw line. Through the lane. Drives as there's a little bit of contact. Knocks it down. Will he count the bucket or not? As Harris was fouled going through the lane. And no indication yet by one of the officials. They are going to count the bucket. So Harris gets credit for the bucket and fouled as well. As he'll have a free throw when we come back after the timeout. Northwest Missouri State going 45-37 at 11:56. Left in this game. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Back at Sioux Falls, South Dakota, at the Sanford Pentagon, Northwest Missouri State cutting into this Minnesota State Mankato lead. It's a 45-37 game. Along with Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffier. Student engineer is Caleb Morgan. And Matt, Northwest kind of slowly cutting into things here.
Yeah, it's a team you knew wasn't going to go down lightly. And you know what, really with the games that have been played here today, we've seen a lot of games where teams have gotten down by double digits and gotten themselves right back into it, because there's a lot of good basketball teams that have been up here and are playing today, and these two are no different.
Monahan got called for the foul before the timeout as Harris went driving down the lane. That is Monahan's second. The count of the bucket. Harris going to the free throw line. File of one at the line from the first half. Free throw on the way here. Good. 4 points for Harris and Northwest Missouri State trailing 45-38 with 11:53 left in the game. Have a weave out from Monahan. Checked off by Snyder. Pass right side. As they get it to Miller, who's guarded by Crooker. Cross court left side, Monahan. A long three out front, traces the front of the rim. Rebound Harris for Northwest, inside for Northwest. And the Cats from Aaron right there left. Harris will throw it up and go across the timeline. Now drives the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. Nice strong move on late to the bucket by Lyle Harris. And it's a 5-point game. Northwest trailing 45-40. 11:19 left in the game. Miller out front. Spins into the lane. Kicks it out front. Knocked loose by Wallace, and he controls it right in front of the Maverick bench. Big turnover for the Cats. Cats down by five. Wallace on the left side. Kirker now to Pitts. Pitts between the circles. Dribbles to the top of the key. He wants to drive on Lakey. Backpedals. Now Pitts through the lane. Banks it up and in.
Northwest has hit their last four field goal attempts and seven of their last nine.
And they cut it down to three, 45-42. Northwest turning the lead, and the Bearcat fans on their feet in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Breaking the action, 10:48 left. It's Northwest trailing Minnesota State Mankato, 45-42. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides grass seed, fertilizer, winterizer, and equipment, including steel, chainsaws, trimmers, and leaf blowers. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
10:46 left in the game at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Northwest Missouri State trailing Minnesota State Mankato 45-42. Matt, this is the closest the Bearcats have been in a long time, going back to early in the first half.
Yeah, that's right. They're shooting the ball well, still taking it to the hole hard, but hitting more of those shots on the inside, and they've definitely got the momentum right now with just under 11 minutes to play.
A great group of Bearcat fans making the trip north to Sioux Falls. They've got something to cheer for now.
Yeah, you know, this trip, actually, even though it's a regional tournament, shorter than some MIAA trips, and we see great Bearcat fan support on most MIAA trips, so no surprise there's a lot of green here tonight.
Cats coming out of the timeout, as they will have Kozad back into the ballgame, also Snyder, Crooker, Pitts, and Wallace. Starting five for Northwest. And for Minnesota State, Mankato, Grant Pope. That hairband and ponytail out in this game for Minnesota State. Also, a Samurai back out on the floor. Mike Busek will inbound and get it to Connor Miller. He'll take it across the timeline. Goes left side to the left wing. Guarded by Kirker. Out between the circles for Monahan. Keeps in the air. Tries to go low with it. Tipped away by Snyder and picked up by Kozak for Northwest. Snyder, a great job anticipating that lob pass into the post. Marks it away. Into the front court right side. Wallace for Northwest. Dribbles to the left wing. Out front, finds Snyder. Back to Wallace, left side. Goes low left for Kozad. Posting up with Mariah, who's playing with three fouls. Tries the lane. Pass Mariah to the bucket. Lays it up. Misses it too hard to the rebound. Pope for the Mavericks. Gives it to Miller. He'll take it to the front court right side. From there, left to our right. Cross court. Left side pass Monahan. Dribbles in front of the Maverick bench. Gets a pick left side by Busek. Dribbles out front right side. Lobs it low. They get it to Mariah that time. He goes up with a shot over Kozad. Misses the shot off the glass, but Kozad are going to call for the foul. And that'll be a big foul on Northwest. Kozad will pick up his third foul.
It's one of those. Monahan just threw it up right around the rim, and Mariah went up to just try to tip it in. Kind of an alley-oop type of play.
Mariah only a 58% shooter on the season at the line. Free throw is good. He has 5 points. Leads their team in scoring at 19.9 a game. Started all 31 games this season for Minnesota State. Second free throw off the back of the rim, and the rebound Snyder for Northwest. 46-42, Northwest trails just under 10 minutes left in the game. Pitts will take it in the front court. Patel race to the top of key. Pulls up in the lane, takes a jumper from 12, knocks it in. Pitts makes it a 2-point game. Northwest trailing 46-44. Caps are down at halftime, 36-25. Now a 2-point game. Out front, Mariah. Goes left side for left side and finds Mariah. As Monahan finds Mariah, he lays it up and in. Nice little dish to Mariah in the blocks off the left side. Back in 4-point game, 48-44, Northwest trails. Pitts right side, Kirker. Now to Pitts at the top of the key. Looks left side, Wallace. Wallace drives to the free throw line. Back to Pitts. Pitts through the line to the bucket. Lays it up on the left hand. Won't go off the left in the rebound, Mariah for the Mavericks. Allett to Monahan, and he'll slow the pace up for the Mavericks. Northwest down by four. They pulled within two in this second half. Now a 4-point game. Monahan to dribble to the left wing. Wallace steps out, knocks the ball loose, goes out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. Good job anticipating the dribble by Wallace, just slaps it out of bounds. Just under 9 minutes left in the game. 21 seconds on the shot clock for the Mavericks. They inbound. Mariah out near the jump ball circle. Dribbles to the left wing. Checked off by Snyder as the Mavericks spread out their offense. Right going one on one. Snyder through the lane as Wallace reaches in, slaps the ball away. A whistle and a foul coming up. Toss it over on the help side on the defense, and we're going to call for his third foul. So we've got Kozad and Wallace, both with three fouls. And Lyle Harris off the bench getting ready to check into the ball game for Northwest. We'll take the place of Matt. 48-44, Northwest trails. 8:44 left in the game. Winner meets Augustana tomorrow night at 7:30 in the semifinals of the Central Region. Inbound comes out to Mariah and hands off to Monahan. Dribble to the left wing. Long cross-court pass is stolen by Pitts. And going to go to Pope, and Pitts steps in front of it. He'll take it in the front court left side for Northwest. Now to Snyder, out front three, blocked away, and the rebound picked up by Pope inside, and gets an outlet to Monahan, and he'll take it across the timeline right side. Cusack had that block of Snyder's jumper out front. Miller for the Mavericks. Back pedals and dribbles in front of the scorer's table off the left side. Still a four-point game, Northwest down. Out front is Busek. Long pass into the corner for Pope. Drives on Pitts into the lane. Now kicks the right side, Monahan. Shot clock at 12. Bounce pass to the right, Marai. Posting up into a double team. Drives and what's on the charge? Kozad slid over to the baseline, and Marai gets called for foul number four off that charge. And that'll be the fourth team foul on the Minnesota State. Wallace back into the game for Northwest. Kozad will get a breather. Northwest scoring small right now. Mariah goes to the sideline for the Mavericks. And back into the ball game is Zach Romashko for Minnesota State Mankato. Pitts will walk it across the timeline from our right to our left. 7:58 left of the game. Northwest down by four. Pitts dribbles right side. Sets up, open, takes the jumper, and got it. 17-foot jumper by Pitts. Now we're going to call it a three-pointer. So Pitts makes it a one-point game. Northwest down 48-47 with 7:43 left. Big bucket by Pitts. Right side, Monahan. Dribbles on the right wing. Out front right, gets it to Miller. Goes cross court left side. Right in front of the Maverick bench. Drives on Snyder. Through the lane. Right side lays it up as he knocks it down. Whistle on the floor beforehand. Let's see if they wipe off the shot or not. So a foul coming up on Northwest, and got a timeout as well. With 7:27 left in the game, it's Minnesota State 48, Northwest 47. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Northwest has cut what was a 14-point lead with 4 seconds left in the first half. That was just before that three-quarter of the length of the Ford shot by Justin Pitts at the buzzer to make it an 11-point game at halftime. And Northwest cut that 14-point lead down to one now with 7:27 left in the game, 48-47, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Minnesota State, Mankato inbound following the timeout. Harris had a foul before that timeout. Now front left, Monahan with the dribble. Being shadowed by the right side and Snyder. Pitts steps in front of the pass intended for Pope in the right corner. Had his hands on it. Couldn't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds and the Mavericks will inbound. 27 seconds left on the shot clock. Clock 7:18 left in the game. Northwest down by one. Inbound right side. Romashko will hand off to Miller off the right wing. Takes the dribble out front, cross court left side, Monahan quickly goes up from the free over Wallace, rattles around and out, rebound tip time there by Romashko, tries to throw it off of Connor Kirker's thigh and out of bounds, he does. And the ball will go on, well, what are we going to have here?
He signaled that it would be Northwest ball, but they're going to switch it as a second official comes in to say that it did go off of Kirker.
I think that's the right call as the Mavericks now will inbound baseline right with 33 seconds on the shot clock. 7:06 left in the game, inbound, lob right side for Romashko. Cross court left side. Monahan tries, and a whistle and the charge coming up. Oh, they're going to call the block. I guess the block's coming up on Wallace instead. So Wallace will pick up his fourth foul. I thought initially they were going to give the charge on the play, but Wallace picks up his fourth foul. He goes to the sideline, and Anthony Woods into the ballgame for Northwest. 16th foul on Northwest. One-point game, Northwest down 48-47. On the right side, Pope, out front right, Miller, now to Monahan, top of key, three on the way, rattles in, tough shot by Monahan, he had Harris all over him, still knocks it down, he's got 21 points, 51-47, Mavericks in front of Northwest.
They're counting it as a three, but the official looked to the sideline and said, mark where that is, we're going to take a look at it at the next break.
Now front left side is Woods to the top of key, Pitts, now to Harris. Harris drives to the lane, to the bucket, lays it up and in. Nice strong move as he got past Pope and has the easy layup. Lyle Harris with 8 points in the second half. A two-point game. Northwest trailing 51-49, 6:25 left. And the winner moves into the semifinals of the Central Region. Right side, Monahan to the top of the key. Another long three between the circles off the front of the rim. No, and Harris comes down with the rebound and gets an outlet for Woods. And here comes Northwest on to my right to our left. Harris to the top of the key. Back pedal off the left side, now through the lane, right side, chased down by Kirker, cross court, left side pass for Pitts. Pitts to the top, guarded by Miller, goes cross court right side for Kirker with 14 seconds on the shot clock. Kirker will drive the lane right side to the bucket, lays it up with the left hand of Stone. Connor Kirker with 16 points, and we're tied up at 51. So the Cats have cut what was a 14-point deficit. It's tied up at 51 with 5:39 left. Out front right side, away from the ball. Harris was tied up with Monahan, and I think this will go on Northwest in Lyle Harris. That'll be his third.
Yeah, Monahan likes to flail his arms a lot and overreact to contact, and that time around he got the call.
So Lyle Harris picks up his third, 17th foul. This gets Monahan to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. An 82% shooter this season. For an end in 1-1, good. It's 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Casper from South Dakota State had 16 points a year ago in the matchup with Northwest. Back to the line. And the second one rattles around and out. Rebound Woods for Northwest. Monahan officially with 19 points in this matchup. Northwest down by one, 52-51. A chance to take the leads for the first time since early in this game. Pitts on the right side. Now drives and gets cut underneath the bucket. Finds Woods trailing in the lane. Lays it up, misses it off the right side. And the rebound put away by Miller for the Mavericks. Oh, that's tough. They had a good look, but just didn't fall. Northwest down by one, 52-51. 5:08 left. Out between the circles, Miller and a bump and a foul. Zach Snyder gets called for the foul out on the perimeter. This will be Zach's second foul. And gets the Mavericks back to the free throw line. As a team, they finished up a Northern Sun Conference play this season, seventh in the conference, but they ended up shooting 71% as a team from the free throw line.
Snyder knew right away. He was upset with himself, knew that was a bad foul out between the circles.
An end to the 1-1, good by Connor Miller. He's 2 of 3 at the line and has 7 points. Averages 12 a game. Transfer from Samford University. And a 6'4 senior out of Staley, Wisconsin. 53-51 Northwest trails with 5:05 left. Opening round game of the Division II Central Regional. Second free throw rims out left. Rebound Connor Cooker for Northwest. Gives it to Pitts, and Pitts will walk it from our right to our left across the timeline. Just under 5 minutes left, Northwest down 53-51. Pitts through the lane, drives right side, throws it away as he tried to go up back onto the left wing and find Harris. He cut toward the bucket, ball goes out of bounds. A rare turnover, and Minnesota State will inbound. And now a little trouble off the inbound for Mike Busick. He lost the handle on the ball. Pitcher grabs it and wipes it off a bit. Now we'll do it again as Miller will take the inbound and go across the timeline on the left side. Out front, Miller looks on the right wing. They go into the right corner for Pope. Left-handed go well out front. Pulls up. Out near the timeline for Monahan. Wanting to go one-on-one with Harris. Long pass right side for Miller. Northwest down by two. Slifer Pope to the baseline. And in the lane ball, ricochets loose, picked up by Northwest. And Harris comes away with a 2-on-1 break as his pass is off the foot of Monahan. They'll stop play here. Trying to go with a bounce pass off the left side on the fast break. And Northwest will inbound as Matt Wallace back into the ballgame. Matt playing with four fouls. Will trigger the inbound off the right baseline. Just to the right of the Bearcat bucket. Inbound. Out front right side for Snyder. Scoops the ball to Harris as he'll set up the offense near the timeline. Harris looks over toward Pitts. Now drives on Pope to the bucket right side. Misses the shot as he drives. He was buffed going up with the shot. This should get wild to the free throw line. As Grant Pope will commit his second foul. Fifth team foul on the Mavericks in this half. Lyle Harris will go to the free throw line where he's 1-for-2 this evening. Chance to tie this game back up. It was tied up at 51 just a few moments ago. And the Cats will come back from a 14-point deficit late in the first half. 4:12 left in this opening round game in the Central Region. Harris at the line, knocks it down. 9 points for Lyle. 8 of those coming in this second half. 1-point game, Northwest trailing 53-52. Harris, a junior at Columbia, Missouri. Back to the line. Chance to tie it up. Eyes the bucket. Free throw rattles around and out. And the rebound to Busek and Minnesota State. Northwest down by one. 53-52. Just over 4 minutes left. On the right side, Miller bounce pass. All right. Knocked away by Harris. Picked up by Snyder for Northwest. Another good job defensively. Well, Harris having a good game tonight. Pitts will take it across the timeline for Northwest. He's met by Miller. Man-to-man defense on the Mavericks. Harris sets a pick. Pitts dribbles to the left wing. And to the left corner, Wallace. Now back to Pitts. Out front for Harris. What about the jumper out front? Holds it, holds it. Now wants to drive. Through the lane he goes. To the bucket on the left side. Lays it up and in. Lyle Harris in double figures with 11 points. He gets Northwest their first lead since early in this game. Cats had a 3-point lead early in the contest. Right now, Northwest has a 1-point lead, 54-53. Right side, Miller. Out between the circles. Left side, gets it to Monahan. Dribbles right side. Trying to drive on Snyder. Back pedals. Behind the back with the dribble. And goes left side. Miller, three, on the way. And it's short. May have been deflected by Wallace. He stays on the baseline and gets it to Harris for Northwest. Cats up by one. A chance to increase the lead and a timeout. Bearcats and listen to the Bearcat fans on the far side. 2:56 left in the game. Northwest 54, Minnesota State Mankato 53. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
From Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer, Caleb Morgan. Northwest Missouri State had a 3-point lead just about a minute into this game. And since that point, that was their largest lead. Since that point, Minnesota State Mankato built a 14-point lead just before the end of the first half. Northwest has come back from down by 14. Now they have a 1-point lead, 54-53, with 2:56 left in this game.
Yeah, and this is just the type of game Northwest wanted to see. Minnesota State Mankato came in averaging 82.5 points a game. They're much more comfortable in an offensive matchup. Northwest has turned this into a defensive game, and I think that's what not only has kept Northwest in it, gave them the opportunity to gain the lead, but I think they're playing more comfortable right now than Minnesota State Mankato.
Cats have really tightened up their defense in the second half.
Yeah, they have, and they really didn't play terrible in the first half, but I think their perimeter defense is where they've made the biggest strides here in the second half.
2:56 left. Northwest Missouri State up by one, 54-53. The winner gets the host school, Augustana, tomorrow night in the semifinals of the Central Regional. Out to the top of the key, Pitts looks right side, Kozad. Now to Kirker. Kirker at the free throw line, left side, Harris. Harris, a strong second half. Will take it free throw line through the lane to the bucket, lays it up, and it rims around and out of the rebound inside to Asim Marai for Minnesota State. 1-point Bearcat lead, 54-53, 2:34 left. Into the front court, left side, Monahan. Free throw line. Drives the lane right side. Forces the shot. Fade away. Short. Rebound Northwest. Pitch with the rebound for the Cats. 2:24 left and a 1-point Bearcat lead. Pitch will take it across the timeline. Guarded out front by Miller. Dribbles left. Now back pedals. Off the left side. Northwest spreads out the offense. Looking at man-to-man defense out of Minnesota State. Now Wright checks off on Pitts. He brings it back left side for Harris. 12 on the shot clock. Now to Kirker. Cross court left with 2 minutes left. 8 on the shot clock. Pitts left side. Sets up. Wants the long jump on the perimeter. Too hard. Long rebound to the free throw line. Monahan for Minnesota State. 1:50 left. Northwest holding on to a 1-point lead. 54-53 and a timeout. Minnesota State as Monahan takes it into the front court. 1:47 left. 54-53. Northwest in front of Minnesota State. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
54-53, Northwest in front of Minnesota State Mankato. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Mavericks will inbound right in front of their bench. As inbound from Miller goes into the backcourt where Zach Monahan will chase it down and take it back from our left to our right into the front court. The Northwest up by one. Off of the left side pass Miller. Now to Monahan. He's a dangerous now front guarded by Wallace. A long three up front left off the front of the rim. Rebound. Connor Kirker for Northwest. Cats have come up with several big defensive rebounds in the last couple of minutes. Minute and a half left. Northwest holding on to that 1-point lead. 54-53. Pitch at the top of the key. Back pedals between the circles. Dribbles right side, hands off, gets it to Kirker. Kirker out front. Now to Wallace. Wallace at the top of the key to Pitts out front. Looks right side, finds Wallace. And with a 1-point lead, the Bearcats call a timeout with 12 seconds on the shot clock. 1:11 left in the game. It's Northwest 54 and Minnesota State Mankato 53. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, King, and Doc Marten, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Cats clinging to a 1-point lead, 54-53 over Minnesota State Mankato. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, a long 1 minute and 11 seconds left in this one.
That's right. But you remember, the Cats went about 3.5 minutes in the first half scoreless, and that's what gave Minnesota State Mankato an opportunity to open up a lead. Well, Mankato right now on a nearly 4-minute scoring drought.
Inbound for Northwest, out to the top of the key. Pitts drives the lane to the bucket, right side, lays it up and in. Justin Pitts with the drive to the bucket. And Northwest in front, 56-53 with a minute left. Miller into the front court, left side. Minnesota State Mankato, a dangerous perimeter team. Out top Miller, dribbles near the top ball circle. High right side for Marai, and a timeout by Minnesota State. 48.7 seconds left in regulation. Northwest 56, Minnesota State Mankato 53. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services online at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. 56-53, Northwest holding on to the lead as lately Minnesota State Mankato, 48.7 seconds left. Grant Pope will inbound for the Mavericks off the right sideline. 24 seconds on the shot clock, 48.7 left in the game. Inbound, right side tipped, In the front court on the right side is Monahan. Takes it to the top of the key. Dribbles left side out of a double team. Tries to toss it and finds Mariah. And Delane spins right side on Snyder. Lays it up and in as Mariah got it to fall. Now, 1 point game. Northwest Missouri State going on to a 56-55 lead with 38.5 seconds left. And again, the Bearcats in front. Matt, let's keep it right here.
Yeah, the last timeout, a full timeout here by Minnesota State. Mankato, Northwest has one more timeout left as well. That an important bucket for Minnesota State. If they miss that, they're forced to foul Northwest and give the Cats an opportunity to win it from the free throw line. And right now, that doesn't necessarily have to be the case. There's 3.5 seconds difference between the game and the shot clock. So for Minnesota State, Mankato just come down and they just want to try to play solid defense and get on the boards, hoping for a missed shot. If you're Northwest, don't need anything big here. Just run your offense, get another look inside like they've been getting a lot of here in the second half, and try to get a three-point lead.
Winner of this will get Augustana in the semifinals tomorrow night at 7:30. Augustana was a 101-77 winner over Arkansas Tech in the game prior to this one. Augustana, the host school of the Central Region here in Sioux Falls. And 38.5 seconds left. Northwest holding on to that 1 point lead, 56-55. They trailed by as many as 14 in this game. Cats will inbound and face full court pressure coming out of the timeout as Wallace will inbound. Cats going to Kirker, Pitts, Harris back into the ball game. Wallace and Snyder. Inbound comes to Harris. He'll take him to front court right side. Drives and is fouled as Mike Busick reaches in and fouls him right in front of the Bearcat bench. And this will get Lyle Harris to the free throw line. Now with 36 seconds left in the game. And Northwest Missouri State in front 56-55 as they lead Minnesota State Mankato. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog, Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Sanford Pentagon, Northwest Missouri State with a 1 point lead over Minnesota State Mankato, 56-55, 36 seconds. Locked in regulation, that last foul on Minnesota State, their sixth team foul. And man, this has been a heck of a game.
Yeah, it really has. And Minnesota State electing to send Northwest to the free throw line and foul early on in the shot clock after Northwest broke the full court pressure. And, you know, the Bearcats 3 of 6 from the line, but 5 of those attempts have come from Lyle Harris. So Minnesota State is going to... It's probably not a bad idea. You send guys to the line that haven't attempted many free throws in this facility. It's always a little bit of a different feel, and they're going to take their chances with Northwest free throw shooting here.
Cats coming out of the timeout. Grant Kozad back out onto the floor, along with Pitts, Crooker, Snyder, and also Wallace. That last foul, the 16th foul, so Northwest will inbound right in front of the scores table on the far side as Wallace will trigger it in. Cats back with their original starting five as Wallace will inbound. Gets the inbound to Kozad, who holds on to it. And now, quickly, a whistle and a foul as Wallace fouled by Monahan after he had the inbound and then was immediately fouled. And this will get Wallace to the free throw line.
Well, a chance for one of the two seniors for Northwest to step up in a big situation here and make a couple of big shots.
34.4 seconds left. Northwest up by 1, 56-55. Wallace's first trip to the line tonight. A 71% shooter on the season. The senior side shoots and misses as it rattles around and out. And Mariah with the rebound for Minnesota State. We'll give it up to Monahan with 29 seconds left. A 1 point game. Northwest up 56-55. Minnesota State with a chance to take the lead on this possession as Monahan out in front of the scorer's table. Guarded by Wallace, dribbles left side, drives to the baseline, runner blocked away, but fouled up by Mariah, leaves it up and in, and they're going to call a whistle on the play, I think, before Mariah put it up. So they're going to wave it off, and a foul's on Wallace. That'll be his fifth. And this will get Monahan to the free throw line. He was driving to the bucket with 15.9 seconds left, and Monahan going to the line where he's 2 for 3 this evening, an 82% shooter on the year. Northwest up by one, 56-55, 15.9 seconds left. Coach Morgenthaler on the far side has his team over using this stoppage of play while Wallace with his fifth foul goes to the sideline, and Coach McCollum will send Lyle Harris into the game in his place.
Harris has played some really big minutes for Northwest tonight, especially in the second half.
Monahan at the line. And 2 of 3 at the free throw line this evening. Toes the line. 15.9 seconds left. Sykes shoots and hits. Now a tie game at 56. 15.9 seconds left. Monahan with a chance to give the Mavericks the lead over the Bearcats. Eyes the bucket. Free throw is short. Rebound Northwest. Pulled away by Harris for Northwest. We're tied up at 56 with 11 seconds left. Pitch into the front court and a timeout Northwest. 9.5 seconds left. Northwest Missouri State and Minnesota State Mankato tied up at 56. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. 9.5 seconds left in regulation. This game tied up at 56. The Bearcats will have the ball following the timeout. Zach Monahan went to the free throw line, hit the front of two, missed the second. Monahan, normally an 82% shooter this season, and the seniors hit some very big shots for Minnesota State through his career, missed a big free throw.
Yeah, Northwest in a great position here to just take a game-winning shot. Really, the only major mistake you can make here, outside of turning it over, obviously, is to take a shot too early and give Minnesota State Mankato an opportunity. You want the worst-case scenario to be a tie in overtime right here if you're Northwest.
Yeah, it's out of a timeout as Harris will inbound to Pitts. Kirker, Kozad, and Snyder on the floor. Inbound comes into the backcourt for Pitts. We're at 6 seconds left. Pitts right side for Kirker. Kirker left side drives on Polk through the lane. Up for the shot off the glass. It's good with 1 second left. Inbound right side to throw away, and Northwest will have a chance to inbound with 1.4 seconds left and a 58-56 lead.
And the inbound will come on the baseline. That ball was not touched when it was thrown inbound, so Northwest will inbound on the baseline.
58-56, Northwest with the lead. As they will inbound, and the officials are actually, Minnesota State initially went to try to inbound again, but it's going to belong to the Bearcats.
Yeah, I think what caused the confusion is the ball went out of bounds on the sideline, but the inbound is going to come underneath the bucket because nobody touched the basketball. And now I think they're going to send the teams to the sideline and make sure that the ball was not touched. It happened directly in front of us, and I didn't see any contact with the basketball. If there was contact with the basketball, that's fine, because that means time needs to come off of the clock, because the clock did not start at all. And if somebody touched the basketball before it went out of bounds, that means time has to come off the clock as well.
Strong drive to the bucket by Connor Kirker. He went up with the left hand through that lane and got it to fall, giving Northwest a 58-56 lead. And how many times have we seen Connor Kirker in games where maybe he struggled a little bit offensively? That's just his 8th point of the game. Come up with a big bucket down the stretch.
Well, and what's key with that play is I'm sure they've seen on film Connor Kirker go to his left and go up with that left hand, but he got halfway down the lane, stopped, dribbled behind his back, went to his right, and went up with the shot. Something completely unexpected. And now they're saying, I think the official, yeah, he just signaled Northwest ball, and I think they're going to inbound it underneath the Northwest bucket.
So the Cats will inbound, baseline right with 1.4 seconds left. And they're 1.4 seconds away from a semifinal berth in the Central Region and face Augustana tomorrow night here in Sioux Falls. As they try to go with the inbound, a quick foul.
Yeah, that's really the only option for Minnesota State to keep any time from coming off the clock. But what it can do for Northwest is that they, if they hit both free throws, it's a two-possession game. It's over. Lyle Harris can end it right here at the free throw line.
And Lyle, with 11 points this evening, goes to the free throw line. He is 3-for-5 from there this evening. That's up 58-56, 1.4 seconds left. T.J. Lake into the ball game to give Minnesota State some shooters on the floor.
They also brought Romashko back in.
So Harris at the line, a 5'10 junior out of Columbia, Missouri. Toes the line. Sykes shoots and hits. 59-56 Northwest, 1.4 seconds left. Another free throw coming, two hit wild. Harris's second free throw on the way. Rims around and out. Rebound pulled it down right side. One hand with a long jumper and a bounce out. Three quarters of the way out and it rims out. He just about had it and would have tied this game up. And that was from almost the same spot that Pitts knocked one down at the end of the first half. Well, Northwest escapes with a 59-56 win as they defeat Minnesota State Mankato, coming back from a 14-point deficit to go into the semifinals of the Central Region and face Augustana tomorrow evening at 7:30. Need to take a timeout before we go to our postgame. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Northwest Missouri State with a 59-56 win over Minnesota State Mankato. And for Northwest, they hold the Mavericks to their lowest point total of the season. Prior to this, 66 was their lowest. That came against Central Missouri way back in November. Also here in Sioux Falls. And again, tonight, Northwest Missouri State holding Minnesota State to 56 points. Cats were down by 14 in the first half and came back in the game with a three-point win.
Yeah, you know, the NSIC had some success against the MIAA early in the season and a lot of non-conference matchups between the two conferences, but the MIAA went 2-1 today in the region when it counted, so couple MIAA teams going to be able to advance on to action tomorrow.
What a great comeback for Northwest.
It really was. And, you know, it's not a surprise. When you play good defense, it makes it a little bit easier to come back. And Northwest really did that. They had some long stretches. They kept Mankato from scoring. There was one stretch from about the midway point of the second half that they went about 4 minutes without scoring. Mankato finished the game just one of their last five field goal attempts. So Bearcat defense helps them win it, and that shouldn't be a surprise.
59-56, the win for the Bearcats over Minnesota State Mankato. The Bearcat pep band playing in the background after this Bearcat victory. We're back and have more in our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MaryvilleMo.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Post Game Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And I'm back at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffrey. A three-point win for the Bearcats over Minnesota State Mankato, 59-56. Matt, we can analyze this game all you want, but I think what it comes down to, it's Team Dr. Pat Hart's tie that did it. He's undefeated wearing that tie this season.
That's absolutely right, and hopefully it didn't get too dirty so he can wear it tomorrow.
Boy, what a great comeback out of Northwest, though.
It was just a great college basketball game. How many times have we said that in games that Northwest have been involved in this year where just exciting college basketball? You know, there was a lot of Augustana fans that were here taking in the game because obviously their team plays whoever it is that was going to win this game tonight, and they saw a heck of a game, and, you know, I'm sure they're feeling confident with the way their team is playing, but they saw a heck of a basketball game and not cheering for either of the two teams tonight.
Make a couple keys. Northwest was just 6 turnovers tonight. Minnesota State was 17 turnovers. And then even though Northwest was out-rebounded at 34-22, late in the ballgame, Northwest did a very good job on defensive boards, limiting Minnesota State to one shot down the floor.
Yeah, by forcing those turnovers, that kind of evens out the not rebounding as well as they would have liked in this ballgame. So they were able to take some of those boards that Minnesota State came up with. They forced them into turnovers and ended up with the basketball anyway.
59-56, the win for Northwest over Minnesota State Mankato. Back with the Extra Effort Award right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. Support also comes from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville. KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers their buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. daily. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Northwest Missouri State with a 59-56 win over Minnesota State Mankato. With Matt Gwitter, I'm John Coffey, and time for our Extra Effort Award. And Matt, we look to a guard who came off the bench and really gave Northwest a lift tonight, Lyle Harris.
Yeah, Lyle, especially in the second half. You know, he played 9 minutes in the second half, scored 11 of his 12 points in the second half of this one. Had a big rebound late in the ball game for Northwest, hit a free throw to kind of help seal the deal, at least put him up by three there late after Connor Crooker hit really what essentially was the game-winning shot. But Lyle Harris, they needed some quality minutes out of him. He was 4 of 6 from the field, and they got the quality minutes out of Lyle they needed tonight.
You know, we talked about getting more playing time when Justin Pitts went out with that ankle injury for 4 games midway through the season. Now, that would perhaps help Northwest down the line when they would need Harris to play some important minutes. And I think you look at that part of the season, it really came back to help Northwest tonight.
Yeah, obviously. You know, and Lyle has had his times when Pitts came back where he hadn't played real well, or at least like he did when Pitts was out, but he definitely was there for the Cats tonight.
He's our Extra Effort Award winner, Northwest with a 3-point win over Minnesota State Mankato, 59-56. And when we come back, we'll hear from assistant coach for the Bearcats, Austin Meyer, as we'll talk about this game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog, REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777. And from City of Maryville, home of Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazinga's golf offerings at MazingaLake.com. Support also comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at jocksniche.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late-night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Northwest Missouri State with a 3-point win over Minnesota State Mankato. Again, 59-56, the final score. Assistant Coach Austin Meyer joins us on our post game, and Austin, that's kind of the way you guys drew it up, wasn't it?
Not exactly, but I guess you could say it was pretty fun. But no, it was a great basketball game. I mean, unbelievable atmosphere. You know, we had a great crowd here, which is awesome. And in a setting like this, it really does have an NCAA tournament feel. So you can't ask for more than that on day number one.
No doubt about that. Down by 14 with 4 seconds left in the first half, and then all of a sudden you're down by 11 as the half comes to an end there with that three-quarters of the court shot by Justin Pitts. And how big was that, total outcome of this ball game?
Oh, yeah, huge. I actually forgot about it until we just started talking about it here before we got on. But, we weren't playing very well in the half, and they had just scored a bucket to go up 14, and, you know, going into the locker room 11 is significantly better than 14. It seems like a lot more than just 3 points, but it was a huge shot, and I guess maybe gave us a little momentum going into that second half.
I'll tell you what, that last shot that Monahan had at the end of regulation was about that same spot, and it just kind of rimmed out as he tried to bank that one in, and that was eerily similar to what Justin had.
I thought it was good. It was just complete exhale when it went out, you know. There was not really much celebration. It was just relief, but no, it was a huge win.
Talk about what you talked with the team about at halftime when you trailed most of that first half and then come out in the second half. What are some of the things you wanted to get across to the team at halftime?
Well, just, you know, number one is our ball screen coverages. You know, they kind of yoked us up on ball screens there in the first half, and, you know, we tried to do a couple different things on different sides, but we kind of tried to simplify it a little bit, and then we would go with smaller lineups when they went small. You know, they played a shooter at the five, which sometimes tough for a Grant or a Brett to get out. And then, you know, coach just kind of went to a dribble drive game where we just, you know, we put three around the perimeter and spaced Zach and Grant when they were in and spaced the other guards and just, you know, kind of drove it. And Lyle did a great job getting the basket and finishing. And obviously Justin was really good early at, you know, making plays early to keep us, you know, at 11 at the half. It could have been a lot worse.
And just to talk a little bit about the play of Lyle Harris. And we talked about this during the regular season when Justin went out with that injury. Lyle was able to get some meaningful minutes in. I think that really helped out tonight and gave a lot of confidence in when you had to have him out on the floor here tonight.
Oh, absolutely. He was fantastic. And, you know, yeah, like you said, we talked about early on in the year, you know, when Pitts was out, that this could be a blessing in disguise later on. And definitely Lyle's been in some big games, and he's made some huge plays for us. And, man, he was awesome tonight.
And really not only offensively, but came up with a couple big plays defensively, a huge rebound there down the stretch as well.
Yeah, definitely. When we needed stops late, our guys made plays. Lyle made some great defensive plays, and then Matt Wallace, which he's been doing all year, loose balls. Zach Schneider made a huge play, I remember, on a rotation over the top and got a steal. And you know, the guys were just flying around defensively late, and that's what we needed to do.
They really made a tough one as Zach tonight. He really didn't have many opportunities to touch the ball where he had a chance to score, but what that did was really opened up some things for some other guys to take advantage of things out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You look at the stat sheet and you see, you know, Zach Schneider 0-for-2, and if you didn't watch the game, you'd probably say, oh, he didn't play very good, but these guys are staying home on him, and that's the scouting report, and it allows that much more space for our guards to get in gaps. And, you know, even Connor there late, you know, it allowed Lyle, Connor, and Justin to get in on drives and score. And Zach was pretty big, making plays, getting some timely rebounds. And, you know, he's very intelligent. He was awesome on the ball tonight, too. When we started switching ball screens, and he was on Monahan, and he did an excellent job of just chopping his feet and trying to keep him in front, which is pretty tough to do against a guard like that.
Seems like we've seen this a few times this year as well when Connor Kirker offensively hasn't had many numbers, but when the game's on the line, he really kind of wanted him to have the ball there. He hit that big drive to the bucket to give Northwest the win there.
Yeah, that was a huge play. We just ran a little dribble handoff, so he was going to his left, and yeah, he made an incredible play. I can't remember exactly. Did he go behind his back and change direction and finish?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a huge play, and he definitely has that capability. Man, you talk about a big-time play in a big-time situation. It doesn't get much better than that.
Boy, I know from a coaching standpoint, this probably is not as enjoyable as what it was for the fans to watch this. And especially if you're sitting here and not a fan of either team, this is just a fun basketball game to watch. But when your kind of hearts are hanging on each possession out there, I know there's really had to be an emotional game for you.
Yeah, it was. Like I said, it was an unbelievable game. It was back and forth. Obviously, we got down. We were able to get back. And it just, the energy, I mean, it was fun. You know, you're looking back on it, it was fun. Like you said, it may not have been the most exciting as it was going on because you're, you know, wanting to get stops, wanting to get rebounds, making sure you're getting the right shots. But, no, it was a fun one.
Again, a great defensive effort. It's another team that you hold to their lowest offensive output of the season. Prior to this, Central Missouri held them to 66 early in the season. I think right here in Sioux Falls, as a matter of fact. And you hold a Mankato team that averages over 82 points a game to just 56 tonight.
Yeah, and we were able to force turnovers. You know, I think they shot, 46%, I think, from the field. And, you know, sometimes you look at percentage-wise, and 46 isn't bad, but we were able to force in 17 turnovers, which was huge. And we talked about going into the game, you know, wanting to get deflections. Monahan's really good at making reads off their ball screen stuff. And, you know, we really wanted to get deflections from the guy guarding him and the bigs coming up in our ball screen coverages. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that and just flying around on the backside. Sometimes you can get lazy away from the ball and watching, but we were pretty locked in and focused.
Yeah, we got Dr. Har over to our left with his lucky tie. You're going to make sure he wears that tomorrow night?
I don't even think I'll need to bother. He'll have it on.
Talk about tomorrow night's matchup. Augustana, a team that had an impressive win prior to this matchup when they defeated our Arkansas Tech 101-77. They obviously had a heck of a season hosting this regional up here. And what are some of the things that you're looking for in the matchup tomorrow?
They're really good. They can score as good as any team I've seen at our level. They have five starters. All five of them can shoot the three. Their worst percentage-wise three-point shooters, their five-man, and shoots 39%, which is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So they space you out. They go four out, one in. All five of them can drive. You know, pretty much all five of them can post up. And they do a good job of getting you in disadvantaged situations, whether it be a bad closeout or you don't guard the ball. The key will be just staying in front of them, being able to guard the ball. The things we work on every day, transition defense is going to be huge because they want to run hard. You know, their big guy, five-man, was co-player of the year in the NSIC. Their four-man shoots 45% from three. He's tough as heck. Their guards are really good. But, you know, it's we feel like we can guard them. You know, we feel like we've preached defense from day one, and we feel like we can do some things offensively against them as well.
Well, a year ago, in the Central Region, when I was in Mankato, you had to face this Minnesota State Mankato team on their home floor and came away with a win. A chance to maybe do the same thing again tomorrow night if all goes well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we can. You know, obviously it's a different year, but you know, last year we went into the host seed and in front of a huge crowd and played really well. So our guys are confident and they know what's in store. We'll have to play really well, you know, on both ends of the floor. But I mean, it's why you play the game. You know, these guys, you know, obviously our seniors want to keep it going, and this one was huge tonight. But playing tomorrow, you don't get much time to. It's already start thinking about Augustana.
And it really seems like it's a team that enjoys atmospheres like this, even if you are on the road in a hostile environment. It seems like Northwest thrives on that type of atmosphere.
Oh yeah, definitely, and obviously we had a really good crowd here as well. So it'll be as good as it gets, Division II wise, and you know, like I said, great facility, great setting. It truly feels like an NCAA tournament. And it'll be extremely fun.
All right, Austin, thanks a lot for being with
okay.
us.
Thanks.
That's Austin Meyer, assistant coach for the Bearcat men's basketball team, as Northwest defeats Minnesota State Mankato tonight, 59-56, as the Cats advance on to the semifinals of the Central Regional Tournament here in Sioux Falls. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron. Support also comes from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Also from Bram Denfeldt Funeral Home in Maryville. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is at 660-582-4421 or at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from the Store of Colors at First and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcats with a win over Minnesota State Mankato, 59-56. We're your station break. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer tonight, Kayla Morgan, as the Bearcats come up with the win here. Down by 14 late in the first half. They come back and win this one by 3, 59-56.
Yeah, this is exciting as basketball gets, especially considering what's on the line. You know, if it's a win or go home, a close game like that. And, you know, the Cats are a defensive team. The style of basketball they play plays into a lot of close games, so just expect it. And I'm sure we'll have an opportunity at another one tomorrow.
So we take a look at the totals. Justin Pitts leads Northwestern scoring with 29 points. Lyle Harris had 12. 8 points for Connor Cooker. Then 6 points for Grant Cozad. 4 points for Matt Wallace tonight. And for Minnesota State, they were paced by Zach Monahan with 20 points. But you look, most of those came in the first half. He had, according to my totals, 15 of his 20 points in the first half.
Yeah, and, you know, they just didn't shoot the ball as well in the second half as they did in the first half. I mean, you look at the two different halves, and they're almost exactly opposite for the two teams. In the first half, Northwest shot 41%. Minnesota State shot 52%. Well, in the second half, Northwest shot 57%, and Minnesota State 37%. So, complete turnaround. It must be this end of the floor or something. I don't know, but it was a good turnaround for the Bearcats.
And for Minnesota State, also Zach Romashko ends up with 14 points. 11 of those came in the first half as well.
Yeah, he was hitting shots from the outside. Northwest able to make an adjustment. And, you know, he didn't play as many minutes in the second half. He had to play a bunch in that first half because of foul trouble from Mariah. But, you know, he just wasn't apparent in that second half. Bearcats did a better job against him defensively.
Well, Cats have a big test tomorrow night. They face the host school in Augustana. As Augustana had that big win over Arkansas Tech, 101-77 earlier. So it ought to be another fun matchup tomorrow night. Great crowd of Bearcat fans here. Augustana draws well, so it's going to be loud and crazy tomorrow night.
It will be easily the biggest test for this great Bearcat defense that they have seen. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see how that matchup plays out tomorrow.
And in that matchup, it'll be a 7:30 tip-off. We'll be on the air at 7:10 with our pregame. That will follow the other semifinal of the Central Region, where Central Missouri matches up with Minnesota State Moorhead. Those are a couple teams Northwest has already seen this year on the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you play a good non-conference schedule and you play in a good conference, you're going to see some teams that you have seen before in postseason play like this.
So we take a look at the scores from today as we wrap things up here. Central Missouri had a 10-point win over Northern State to start the day here in Sioux Falls. 82-72 was the final score as the Mules moved into the semifinals, and they'll face Minnesota State Moorhead, who defeated Pittsburgh State 80-68. So it's Central Missouri and Minnesota State Moorhead at 5 tomorrow. And at 7:30, the game we'll have for you, Augustana with a win over Arkansas Tech, 104-77. And then Northwest moves into that semifinal as they defeat Minnesota State Mankato tonight, coming back from 14 points down to defeat Minnesota State Mankato 59-56. Bearcats improved to 24-6 on the season. Minnesota State closes out their year at 24-8. Again, we'll have the broadcast tomorrow. 7:10 is pregame time. 7:30 is tip-off from the Pentagon here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. My thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast, Matt Gorder, and then also studio engineer Caleb Morgan. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.